Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/RagnarokRock.
All the cool people do.
We here at RagnarokRock would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Beth.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Laura! Look, it wasn't that much. I only spent
$2,000. That's your bias for your 12-year-old.
It's also a real pony that has been stuffed and modified.
It's a taxidermy pony. Anyway. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another round of
Oh, we're recording.
Play.
Wait, did we record the taxidermy pony part?
Yes, we did.
Nice.
How much of that did we record?
A bunch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not the whole thing, but a bunch of it.
Do we get the part about how Eric is spending a couple hundred dollars on a stuffed My Little Pony?
Do what I want.
We did not, but...
We got it now.
You restated it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we're going to be playing Dungeon World. This is Fate's Fools. I think this is episode 12, but it might be episode 13.
Oh, we're in the double digits.
We have been in the double digits for a while now.
We're great.
Only like two episodes, or three, maybe.
So I'm Ryan.
I'm Mar. I'm playing Fenfro, the Elven Wizard.
Man, you interrupted God.
Official Wizard. Well, I guess, listen, I had to keep you on my... Everyone, like, kind of expecting it, so I always have to...
Fenfro versus
at
Flame.
At unexpected times, so I can get the same...
It's alright, God remembers.
It's alright.
This is a telltale game.
God will remember that.
Fenfro is an elf. He's also now the official licensed wizard. Since last game, he got a degree. So he ain't no college student anymore. He finally got that piece of paper saying he's a wizard. He's connected by fate to Alice's character, and he's also somehow looks like he's destined to become a necromancer because he's also now connected to the god Goatleaf,
Tamar,
who's a death god. And he has a giant tattoo of our symbol on his chest. Well, that's something that's happened in his life.
Eric's favorite thing that happened in his life.
Not Eric. I'm Alex. And I am playing Walter Thimbleson. He is the last and only paladin of the god Yintos, who is the god of curses and spite. Walter is leading this crazy band on a quest to find the god of fates and call them an asshole. It is his divine prerogative. He has been tasked by his god to do that. We've had some wacky adventures, guys, haven't we? It's been a crazy ride.
Every town we visit has been destroyed in one way or another. Yeah.
Some wacky death-filled adventures.
Yeah. Literally every place.
Had some wacky end times.
Also, other than these assholes, accompanying Walter on this quest is his best friend, Borax, who's an enchanted stone.
His best friend.
Uh-oh. I mean,
yeah.
Temek will remember that.
is a enchanted stone that Walter brought to life, and they've been inseparable ever since.
I'm just picturing you guys made camp, and you like... give Borax a little pet and say, good night, Borax. You're my best friend. And then the camera just zooms in on Timnath and his eyes are all wide and bloodshot.
No, they just say burst of
bulb. Borax is bald and saying that I'm his best friend. And then it's bold to tell Borax.
Thank you, Master Finn. You're my best drug dealer.
Good night, Borax. You're my best friend.
Good night, book. You're my best friend.
You don't have a book.
Page.
I'm still going to call it book.
I'm sneaking Kawhi into all of their drinks tomorrow.
I guess I should go. I'm going to play... Okay, nope.
I'm Eric. I'm going to be playing Temek X Lefwo. He's a salamander. He is also an invoker? That his thing?
Immolator.
Immolator.
The big words on the side of your sheet there.
Oh, I was looking at this side. Yeah, look at that.
Literally
check
that
part
under your hand.
Well, that's why I didn't see it.
You should have a see-through hand.
I'll try. He is from a tribe of salamander people that expelled him from there, like because well, he left kind of. Yeah, he left. He left because he left with Walter. And he fought
He left because everyone else told him he couldn't do that.
He fought his chieftain on his way out and won his helmet, which he still has, but he doesn't remember the significance of anymore.
He's been effervescent.
he has a wonderful follower named Imats, who's a wolf squid. And he's current.
Yeah, so why is he complaining that he's got no affection? He gets wolf squid affection. Wolf tentacle-y.
But he's... what do you call it? He's been particularly close with Walter.
Well, he's wanted
to be particular.
Although now he's also pining for the hot half dragon girl that he met in the town.
She's long gone now.
Iren.
Whatever.
You don't know that.
Yeah, she's probably dead.
You don't know that.
Well, we're definitely not going to see her.
She was also married.
Yeah,
but we ruined that guy's life, and they were all leaving him.
Yeah, maybe her husband.
But they weren't just, they weren't, it was a group marriage. They weren't just married to him.
Well, maybe that was the one binding thing that kept them together. And once their connection with him was severed, they just saw nothing in each other.
And also, once your spell wears off and they realize what they've done.
Right, that's another thing.
They'll probably feel kind of bad.
Yeah, it's not a good way to start a relationship.
Alright, maybe there will be other hot dragon ladies. Anyway,
maybe it's just awoken his fetish of dragon ladies.
They're the closest thing to me I've met.
I think we need to meet some salamanders.
Yeah,
not
many
lizard ladies around.
This game, get to Mechalade.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's jealous. He sees that all my little love we get from our follower. We have, you know, me and Tenjara basically go at it like every hour or so.
I mean, Borax and I are pretty carnal.
Yeah.
Forget Piotr and Nippy Snippy and Mighty.
Let me tell you.
I'm actually planning to stick it in Wolsoon's butt.
You know how salt these feather dragons are? Sleeping with them is a heaven, let me tell you.
I can imagine.
They're soft, they can wrap around you.
Hey, Borax lets me use him for a pillow. just a baseball-sized rock. I doze.
It's an option.
Yeah.
That you're allowed to explore.
Horses it.
You just dance. You start pulling your head down onto
him. You put your head down, and then after you fall asleep, he lifts it up. So then you wake up in the morning like having slept on a rock.
He like sneaks under my bed, like right in my back. So I just have this like muscle cramp for an hour when I wake up.
He's just on you dancing.
He's like a cat, but a stone.
It should be kind of like Gracie. You go to sit down, and before you're even halfway down, she jumps up. Yeah. Just jumps under your head. I'm a pillow.
She does that every morning. As soon as my alarm goes off, she jumps on bed. She jumps on bed and crushes her skull into my face.
Crazy wake daddy.
Yeah.
Headbutt.
Yeah. No,
get up.
It's not headbutt, it's boom, and then like rubs it around mother's half of my
face. She loves you.
That's a headbutt with love.
Yeah, no, this is
affection.
My dog. She would sleep in, so she didn't give her shit. She's a lazy dog. She sleeps in them more. She likes to just sleep. Goes under the blanket.
Well, Gracie has to wake me up so she can go downstairs and sleep on the couch.
Duh.
And again, I slept with my dog in my bed. You don't sleep with Gracie in
bed. My bed's not big. She takes up half the bed.
Yeah, my dog took up half my bed too.
You have a bigger bed.
Yeah, just splits the back of it.
When it's wintertime, I usually wake up to Hillary sleeping on my legs.
I mean, sometimes Gracie will jump on my bed in the middle of the night, and I'm already so tired, it's like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But no.
Would she go under the blanket?
No, she does not like
Missy
that.
Goes on the blanket. Prima donna.
Hillary will sneak under the blanket in my bed when I'm not on it, and then I'll just go over there and there's a lump in my blanket.
Nah, every night she jumps on the bed, she goes in the blanket.
And I'm playing Beoda.
Oh, yeah!
I was about to say, we should probably get back on
track. He's just kind of in a nosedive.
He's a cleric. He is a follower of the god of the lost, forgotten, and something else, downtrodden.
And something you forgot.
Yeah. And,
He's now currently most interested in finding another copy of his holy book, which tells him everything he should do. The last copy he had burned to a crisp, except for one page that said, "Find the other book."
And speaking of that, that is a good transition.
We found the other book! Hooray!
I win.
It was one of the professors at Macomb. What's her name? Professor Rosa, who Meyer met in the street. Fenferil.
Meyer and Chris.
And
Piotr
as well.
Fenferil and Piotr.
Fen and Piotr met in the street. She said there would likely be, if you were looking for a rare tome, the most
tower,
likely
right?
place to check would be in Professor Bartleby L. Wizardman's Wizard's Tower.
Yeah, where we were going. Which is also where the path to the Shifting Savannah is.
Yeah. He had an extensive library. So let's fade in on this scene. You guys are... Are we being sponsored or something?
I don't know.
I wish.
If they start sending us money, I'll say what I'm drinking.
But how are they supposed to send you money?
Because
they know.
They know who they are.
They know what string is... Crisp and effervescent.
Perhaps not.
You turned your Siri off before.
Damn it.
On. It was just recording the things we were saying, but it didn't get a whole lot of it. Somehow got "How was the weather" out of it.
I hope the weather was crisp and
I hope it wasn't.
So we fade in on the bridge of the airship.
Effervescent. It's going to be weird weather.
Wolsoon is at the helm, and he is steering a course. You guys are pulling away from...
The
ruins of Macomb, and Mormont, the city.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I got a degree from that place before, you know, got destroyed.
Unlike your last college.
That's true.
My last college got destroyed.
Just before he got the degree.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, now I got a degree, so I'm a fully licensed wizard.
So what does that mean?
I get paid more for my, you know, if I join like a mentoring crew. I get more money.
Have they been paying you?
No. Well, I mean, I've been stealing a lot of money. I have a lot of gold.
I don't have any gold.
Exactly.
Plus, I have, like, all the treasures and stuff. I got, like, a bag full of treasures, so...
Can I have some?
I have
more.
It's kind of like a you-have-to-earn-it
thing.
Yeah,
it's a earn-it thing.
Didn't I earn it by getting us a blimp and a pilot? Right, Wolfsoon?
Sure did, Mr. Piotr.
Yeah.
Well, then there's your prize right there.
Well, that was just like an initiation. Now we know that you're you know, qualified to be part of our adventuring group.
What, I've been with you for months.
Yeah, it was training. It was your apprentice, basically. Now, congratulations, you're part of the team.
Yeah, still beat Baldwin.
No, Baldwin's definitely on the team.
Oh.
Yeah, Baldwin's been on the team longer than either of you two.
Yeah, yeah.
Baldwin is sitting there.
I thought Baldwin was still an apprentice.
I mean,
no one ever taught him anything.
I've been teaching him magic.
I taught him a little bit of blacksmith stuff.
You did. Baldwin is sitting there with bloodshot eyes.
Didn't you taste the metal and mold it with your red hot hands?
Pretty much.
You did. That was your instruction.
Tamek gave him the lesson. If Baldwin couldn't do something with it, that's his problem.
I guess.
Well, now Baldwin just has to learn enough magic from Fenferil to, you know, heat metal in his hands.
Yeah.
Combine both of our lessons.
I'll teach him how to make a fireball.
And he could be a black mage.
Well, that's advanced stuff.
Get it? Sorry, Eric.
First, he has to make himself a regular fireball in air.
And then he has to not throw it.
Yeah. Then it fizzes other than burn his skin. Just hold it.
Maybe he wants to burn his skin. Burn off the sensitive layer.
I'm pretty sure that's just the whole thing.
Speaking of Baldwin, Master Piotr, Master Fenferil, Master... Walter,
yeah.
Master Tamek, you should come out here.
Also, I'm last now.
Wait a minute. After don't forget Master Wolsoon.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Master Wolsoon too.
Isn't he up there already?
Let's just get the hell out here.
What is it?
I was in the middle of some poetry.
What is it? What happened, man?
Something is coming toward us.
What is it?
You go out on the deck and you look back toward
13.
You look in the direction where...
whatever.
Baldwin is staring in fascination and horror.
Yeah.
And you see that a golden wave is spreading out
what
from the
that?
Ruins of Mormont in all directions in a perfect sphere.
Detect magic?
You can.
I'm pretty sure it's magic.
It's some right over there in the wave.
Sorry.
At first, I thought it was going to be a creature. I'm like, oh, I should have taken the spell Sever. I'm going to just magically severed its wing.
No, I failed.
You failed.
There's no magic here. That's a completely naturally occurring golden wave. That's just the kind of weather we have today.
Yeah, it's something. You haven't actually seen it before, so it must be, like, really advanced.
Yeah.
Super, super advanced. This is, like, arch scholar level magic.
Ben, you're a licensed wizard? What is that thing?
I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway.
First real world test you failed.
Mm-hmm. It is rapidly overtaking the ship, and as soon as it makes contact with the stern, it starts pushing the stern upward and like moving it away. So everything is now at like a 60-degree angle and rapidly becoming vertical.
Mm-hmm.
As this, whatever this thing is pressing the ship. So what do you do?
So we're like about to slide off?
Yes.
I'm gonna take my sword, and jam it into the floor. Hold on.
Alright, defy danger using dex. Or strength. Yeah, I'll give you strength.
I will...
14.
Alright, yeah, you hold on.
I'm going to jump on one, I'm gonna grab Baldwin. Throw him on one of my fur dragons and jump and have me and Tenjai also jump on fur dragons.
Alright. I don't know if they are all close enough.
Oh, then I'm going to call the tent of fur dragons.
Tenjai is not in any danger. It's just the four.
Baldwin.
And Baldwin, yes. But you and Baldwin are falling.
Oh.
It's like an immediate thing.
Well, I'm gonna hold on to Baldwin, so I'm gonna catch Baldwin.
Okay.
And then what am I gonna do? It's definitely magic. Can I dispel magic? Try to dispel this magic?
You can try.
All right.
As a salamander, are my palms and feet potentially sticky, and I could climb onto the wall?
I got a 10.
Yes, you can.
All right.
10. Ty Dillinger.
Yeah, 10. 10.
All right. So you plant your staff and give it a good old waha.
You shall not waha!
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
And whatever this is...
It's more fun to chant than Mormon.
There's a smaller sphere of blue energy that spreads out, taking a chunk out of the gold energy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the momentum from the push is still carrying the ship.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But you've definitely killed a very localized portion of it.
Okay.
So I'm climbing onto the wall, too. Even though I've never mentioned that my hands and feet could be sticky before, I'm a salamander. I just never had reason to do it.
Defy danger using...
Intelligence is a good idea.
Level.
Are we still falling, though?
Well, the ship is still, like, listing severely.
Oh, yeah. 11.
All right, so, yeah, you're stuck on. Chris, make me a roll plus Walsoon's quality to see if he can right the ship.
Uh-oh. No. Or 5-6.
6. Okay.
Master. Oh, no. 7.
Oh.
7.
Yeah, 7.
Well,
all right.
Better?
I forgot to add this other die.
So he calls out from the bridge, "Everybody hang on! We're going over! There's nothing I can do but ride it out!" So everything is pretty much vertical now, and the ship is doing like a little cartwheel thing.
Wow. Oh, I'm just humming and walking along the walls to even keep myself even.
I could do this, by the way.
I figure I'd be all fours, though. That seems like...
Yeah. So what are you guys doing as the ship turns upside down?
Holding on for dear life?
Yeah, holding tighter to my sword.
All right. Defy danger using strength again.
Yep. 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'm gonna grab Baldwin and just fall with it, and then as I fall, like, because it's going upside down,
yeah.
I'm gonna fall, and then I'm gonna call one of my fairy dragons.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you, since it's going slowly now, you can call them.
Oh, did we get our hit points back from the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you guys had some time to rest. You're hanging on. Chris, you defy danger using dex. Did you come outside, or are you still in the bridge?
I'm still in the bridge.
Okay, well, you're going to get, like, knocked around a little bit. So
okay,
just...
defy danger of the constitution.
Okay.
To just kind of bang around on the inside and take a few bruises, but not fall off.
Yeah. Go, like, ragdoll limp. And...
I rolled a 5 again. That's 7. Let's switch these dice out.
All right.
Which one should I use?
This one and
these
that
two.
One.
Those are the same ones. I'm gonna use these.
Wait, no, use what? Use...
Duck. Listeners, which dice should Chris use?
And, yeah,
right,
go double
type
duck.
4 for
double
Eric.
Ducks. Chris, right. Listeners, how many hundreds of dollars would you pay for My Little Pony?
All right, leave him alone on mic.
So, Chris,
yeah.
Take a D4 instead of a D6.
A D4.
I got it. 4.
Yeah.
And your,
thanks,
your armor comes off that, too.
So. I think my armor's like 3 now. Yeah, all right, so I only take 1.
You're welcome.
All right, so yeah, Piotr, as the Quixotic Queen does a little cartwheel, Piotr gets bounced around in the bridge cabin a little bit. But at the crucial moment... Wolsoon fires the jets, which I just decided that there were jets.
Yeah.
And restabilizes the ship.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that goes away.
Oh, thank all the gods.
Good job, Wolsoon. Can I unstick now? Are we good?
Do you know what that was?
Quite a bit of affection for someone who saved us so well.
No idea. I've never seen that happen before.
Well, in all fairness, the city's probably never been destroyed like that before.
Any of you can spout lore, if you want.
Sure.
What's that? Wisdom?
I can do that.
Intelligence?
I'm good at intelligence. Or should we just do one person roll?
One person should roll.
Oh. Okay. Alex called it.
No, I didn't. My intelligence. All right.
8.
My intelligence is... Okay.
8. It is some kind of massive spell that is affecting the entire city and the area around it.
Okay, I think I knew that already.
Yeah.
You think it might be it might have been triggered automatically by the destruction of the Mormont College of Magic and Boatsmithing.
Oh, I think that was the Mormont College of Magic and Boatsmithing's trap or security system, kind of.
Well, it
late security system
did
or revenge
some,
system.
Something.
Is as you look, you can see very in the distance the islands that were severed off, the flying islands that were severed off from the main city, start to right themselves, and the buildings, like, reassembling themselves.
Mm. Oh.
That's useful.
You're guessing, now that you see that, you're guessing it's some kind of massive magical reset.
Mm. That's useful. Hey, wait. So, Wolsoon, why didn't they do that after you caused your boss made you cause the biggest blimp accident in the city's history and killed thousands of people?
Well, I can't bring people back to life.
My guess is it didn't involve the college.
Good point. Wizards, man.
How come your school didn't try and blow us up after we destroyed it?
I mean...
First off, we didn't destroy it.
And I was a part of it. I destroyed it. Oh, and I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
But I remember it.
Well, that's weird and unsettling.
And to be fair, they probably did. We just may not have realized it. We were fleeing through a horrible subterranean death maze at the time.
That's true. That was really much. Oh, yeah.
That's true, Baldwin. We were.
Yeah. Good point, Baldwin.
Anyway, I'm going to go change my trousers.
Okay.
How many spare trousers do you have?
Enough.
I borrow one?
He's a half.
I don't think they'll
fit
you.
It's not going to fit
you. I wore children's clothes when we were in the children's town.
I was a dwarf, and they are bigger than halflings.
And he's not a child either.
What do you mean? Look at the size of him.
Good grief.
God, you're so racist.
I'm 130 years old.
What an imagination on that precocious scam.
Oh, boy.
Get your own pants. So Walsoon is at the helm and he goes, "Well, sirs, where to now? We've cheated death and escaped from the ship."
The Tower of McWizard.
That tower right there. McWizard's Tower.
Wizardman's Tower.
Wizardman, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
My book is going to be there, probably. You know where my book is?
I have no idea.
It looks like this one, but with more pages.
Aha.
Ice.
We just made ice.
Oh.
Go us.
Woo, ice.
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 No, I can't say as I have. But I can get you to the tower.
All right. That sounds great.
And then wait for us to be done there and leave.
Fair enough.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Don't leave without us. Wait for us to be done, and then leave once we've boarded again.
Actually, can you get to the Shifting Savannah with this thing?
Probably.
I was hoping for a slightly more concrete answer.
It really depends on whether or not the natives have changed their stance on outsiders.
Ah. Because that's where we're going, after the tower.
Well, we can certainly try.
Isn't there a magic bridge from the tower?
Yeah.
Can't you follow us?
I could.
All right.
They may try to shoot me.
They'll probably try to shoot us, too, if that makes you feel any better.
What are they going to shoot you with?
I've heard tell of spells, giant boulders flung by trebuchets. And,
that would be best. But we'll figure that out later.
If you can get around a giant yellow wave, you can get around a few rocks.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
I have every faith in you, Wolfsoon.
Thank you. Glad someone finally does.
That was some good piloting, too.
Hey, you know, I guess I still got it. And he takes a flask out of his coat, uncaps it, and drains half of it.
See, I thought you were going to say, "I still got it," and he leans on the wheel.
Then he leans on the wheel, and the ship starts to list again.
In unison, when he's drinking from his flask of alcohol, I'm drinking from my flask of cactus juice.
Okay, in that case, you guys toast each other before you drink.
Okay.
I wish I had a flask.
Well, Sue, do you got a bathroom in this place?
I'm sure there's a privy somewhere on board.
Okay, this way. So I'm gonna go find one.
Okay.
This table leg is killing me.
Ryan, why don't I spell this contact another plane? Is death a plane?
It can be.
Alright, I want to contact the death plane to... What does it say? Oh, yeah. Request to another plane. Specify who and what you... Like, I want to contact Leia. The person who gave me a tattoo who I just killed.
Okay.
To open up two-way communication, and then it can be cut off by either me or her.
Okay.
All right. Roll my contact yellow plane.
So you find a bathroom on the ship, go in.
It's been effervescent.
I want to talk to the bitch. Got an 11.
11. Before we get into that, seeing as it's pretty much just a tank on the airship, The ship turning upside down did not do wonderful things for the bathroom.
I'm not going there then.
Oh,
too bad you don't have a prestidigitation cantrip. Just clean it up.
I think you have unseen servant.
I have prestidigitation.
Yeah.
You should probably just do that then.
Doesn't that just let you clean things?
Clean it. Makes come. Oh yeah, prestidigitation. I'll try to do the cantrip. Nine. So I have the Johnny Knoxville doing the porta potty. Was he bungee jumped, kind of, right?
I'll just forget
this spell though.
Like, all right,
I won't. It's hilarious.
I'll forget it.
Okay, and it's stupid. So yes,
next
it's stupid.
Time.
You cast the spell and the bathroom gets magically clean
someone who hopefully isn't going to hold a grudge.
Right, a creature from another plane maybe who will vanish back to its home.
Yeah, from the plane of Janitopia.
It's what we were born to do.
Our lives are terrible.
Alright, so you go into the bathroom.
Yeah. Clean it.
Yeah, you clean it, you go back out of the bathroom and wait. There's like a little ding as your magic finishes up.
By the way, it's unfair of you to believe that was a janitor that came from there. That could be a plane of places, people named Janet.
Someone else said that's what we're made for.
Yeah.
I said our lives, if that's what they're made for, their lives are terrible.
It's a plane of janitors, then. Anyway,
yeah.
You go into the bathroom and stare long into the mirror.
Yeah.
And before you know what's going on, Leia's her name?
Leia
is staring back at you. It's great how wonderful my note keeping is.
I made sure to write her down. Leia gave me tattoo. Also, she sent that message to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes. It's different, spells different, though. This is L-E-A. Oh. Cool. I thought that's how I spelled it. I'm not sure how. That would be Lee. Lee-A.
L-E-A. L-E-A-H would be Leia,
Lee.
Too.
Yeah.
Leia. All right. So, she is also an elf.
Yeah, I remember her.
She stares back at you and says, "Oh, it seems that you've bested me."
Well, to be fair, it was an unfair fight. I did have 13 fire dragons.
That was a clever move, though. I've never seen a student pull off something with quite so much panache.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've learned a lot on my travels, I guess. So. Sorry about killing it, I guess.
It's all right. If I held a grudge, there'd be little you could do about it. Mm. What do you require of my shade?
Well, I mean, you're the one who gave me this tattoo right here.
I did.
You had me to pledge my allegiance to old Gold Leaf.
The goddess welcomes all new worshippers.
Yeah, and let's be perfectly honest, I don't remember either one of those. So maybe you could jog my memory about that night. It's just a big haze.
Very well. I'll tell you about that night.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's tell Fenferil what happened the night that he got his goat leaf tattoo.
Alright.
He should have been drinking some sort of ceremonial booze.
Well, he should already be drunk.
He has a wicked Waha Benzer night.
All right, yeah. So it's a
Could it just be the gua? He was drinking gua.
Oh, well, he might be on fire.
That shit'll
Didn't
fuck you
also
up.
Say I was destined to be? This is my destiny.
Yes.
My fate? All
right. Okay. So we'll set the scene. It's a dorm room at Waha, a magical dorm room. So there are enchanted books dancing on the shelves.
There's a broom sweeping by itself.
There's a crazy like Rube Goldberg machine set up to mix your cocktails.
Yeah.
And just as the last ice cube falls into the martini glass, and a little umbrella, a little parasol,
martini glass,
wizards,
monster. I said, who puts ice cubes in a martini glass?
Wizards.
Yeah. Have you ever been a wizard?
No.
They're not ice cubes. They're magic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They don't melt.
Magic ice cubes.
Just as the little parasol is deposited into the glass, your roommate storms in.
Mm-hmm.
What is Fenfrail's roommate's name?
Okay, here we go.
Are you using your old system or your new system?
Oh, new system. Maya's not going to be happy if I do this.
It's a dwarf named Rurgosh.
Rurgosh.
Mine start with an R, too, so go with it.
Rurgosh. Rurgosh.
Alright, so Rurgosh storms in.
What's up?
I thought I told you that I needed to study tonight.
And go to the library. That's where you study. I told you I was partying. This is my last day anyway. Tomorrow's got that shitty fucking trial, so I'm out of here anyway. I need to enjoy my last night as a Waha student. Whatever your stupid dwarven name.
It's Rurgosh. You've been mispronouncing my name all damn.
Whatever, Rory. Go to
Rory. Sorry.
Go to fucking the library. Hang out there. Or you can part with me.
I told you, I have an abjuration final to study for.
Jesus, we're becoming wizards. Wizards is fun. You can't...
Magic is a terrible burden and a responsibility, which you would know if you had passed your magical ethics class.
Ethics? What's that? I only failed because I never attended.
I know. Listen... They would never, ever in a million years, dream of sending a wizard as ill-mannered and inexperienced as you out into the world armed with magical knowledge. They are going to expel you and wipe your brain, and you'll completely forget anything that you've done in the last 3.5 years here, and the world will be better for it.
Well, I guess that means... Nice, then. It was nice knowing you.
I'm gonna forget everything. I guess I don't have to worry about blacking out.
Don't worry, buddy. They don't gotta wipe my memory because I'm gonna be drinking all my memories away today.
Suddenly, the door bursts open, and a human with long hair comes in. Yo, Fed, you ready?
Yeah, bud. Listen, Roar. Listen. I'm gonna have a great fucking life. You're gonna have a miserable fucking life. You're gonna be here, and you're just gonna be studying the whole life, and you're probably gonna waste away this place. You're gonna fucking die. That's all you're gonna do. You live your life in a book. I live my life outside, on an adventure. That's where you gotta really learn stuff. That's why you stay here in the dorm. You hang out, you study. That's all you do. 24/7. You're here. And me, I go out. I go on the streets. I've learned so much more on the streets than here.
I go out on the streets. I have fun. I get herpes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of streets, I found this totally awesome new little dive bar.
Yeah, man.
It's like this total hole in the wall. It doesn't even have a name.
Oh.
It's like super exclusive.
Listen, Roar. Get the hell... Just...
You guys are going to a bar. Just go to the bar, and I can study in our room.
Oh, well.
Roar, do you want to come?
Yeah, I want to come.
What floor
do you
want to
come
on?
Rurgersh.
It's on the bottom floor.
It's Rurgersh.
Someone jumps in through the closed window.
Oh my god!
We're still gonna burn this place down!
Oh, you know it! It's Ben's last night! Because tomorrow he's gonna expel!
Yeah, I brought the gasoline!
I'm going to the library.
We were literally burning it down, right?
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
but otherwise, we could huff it.
Why don't we do both?
Yeah.
Also, what's gasoline?
This is what I want to do, guys.
Magic liquid that I found.
I am going to do all the alcohol I can. I'm going to do all the drugs I can.
And I'm
going to bang all the bitches I can.
Oh, yeah. That's my boy, Ben, for real.
Well, whatever flammable liquid I just brought in, I'm going to drink it.
You summoned a gallon of gasoline from another plane.
Okay, yeah. See? Gasoline. Yeah, you're never going to believe what they have in other dimensions. This stuff...
Go on.
Yeah. You can inhale the fumes, and you get all fuzzy. It lights on fire. It tastes delicious.
Whoa. Let me try some. Pour some shots.
All right.
So we all do a shot of gasoline before we go. I'm pretty sure we all just got cancer.
And then you throw up on Rurgersh's bed.
Yeah.
All right, so let's do a little montage of your last Fenn's last night on the town. You go to the
Well, my thinking was the super exclusive club
would be the cultist Fenn.
Yeah,
Fenn.
Yeah. So first we probably go to like a regular bar
pre-game.
Pre-game at the bar, and then we go to a few other bars. And when we're really wasted, it's a small building. The door's like in the back behind an alley, and there's just a goat, like a crudely carved, crude goat carved into the wooden door.
You know what, guys?
And the word leaf.
Fuck Waha. I hope that Waha gets destroyed.
Yeah, because they're all like,
wouldn't it be funny if it sank into a giant hole?
Yeah.
They'd all be like, look at me! Wahoo!
What fucking losers. Trying to get rid of me. I was the best thing that college has ever seen.
Yeah, except for us. Because we're still going to graduate.
Yeah, stroke your ego.
All the professors, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Professor Shrek.
Not as good as me.
Shrek's all full of shit.
I'm the best. I'm going to be the best. Because you know what? I'm not even going to the trial.
Like Shrek.
I'm not going to the trial. I'm going to get out of here. So then they can't wipe my memory. I'm gonna keep my magic, and then I'm gonna go on all these adventures and become so much more powerful than I can either ever think of.
That is badass!
Yeah, dude, that is totally baller.
After I pass my test, can I come too?
Yeah, sure, man.
Alright, I hope I don't die when the city gets sucked into a giant hole.
Oh, man, we could be like an adventuring group. Like,
yeah, man, that's what I'm thinking.
We could go on like
crazy wizards.
Yeah, the three amigo wizards.
Yeah, man.
The three whizmigos.
Oh, yeah. We can go to like a dwarven city.
A very smart little demon flies down. Did somebody say whizmigo?
We can go to fucking that. What's the place you just went?
Falconia?
Yeah, we know about Falconia. We can go to
The Sky City or whatever?
Mormont.
You go to Mormont?
Boo, fuck Mormont, man.
I did go to Mormont once.
And
I stole their... Okay, wait, never mind. I'm not supposed to.
Mormont is freaking Waha's Quidditch rivals.
Yeah. We could go to see Bartleby's Tower.
Go to Dude, I've heard that place is sick.
Oh, man, we can do all the cool stuff.
We'll do like a magical mystery tour.
Yeah. And I wonder if they've got that book I heard about where the pages are mostly blank, but then sometimes they have things on them.
What's the use of that, though?
All right, you guys find yourselves in front of the door that Alex described before. Back alley, hole in the wall bar.
Yeah. So look, this place is it's a magic door.
Okay.
You have to know the secret knock and the password.
Is it this?
What's the password?
You ready?
Yeah.
So he notes.
How'd you learn?
It's dude. Knock, knock, knock. May I come in?
He knocks on each horn on the goat twice,
yeah,
and then on the face twice. It says, "Goat leaf." Goat. And there's a sight that the door
creaks open.
Yeah.
Goat leaf. That's a weird password.
I didn't make it up.
There's like a goat tree?
I don't know. I think they were trying to say goat life, but maybe they were like drunk or something. Or like someone wrote it down and they, I don't know.
Oh man, this place sounds great.
Yeah.
Can we have some more gas? Aline.
Yeah.
Beyond the door, there's nothing but darkness, and a gray, bony hand reaches out and like beckons the three of you in.
There's not even a cover.
Sweet. Sweet, dude. Sweet, sweet.
You guys walk in, and you stroll out. You stroll up to the bar. There's a hooded figure standing behind it. The person has a hood but no shirt, and you can see an enormous tattoo of the goat leaf symbol.
Dude.
Oh man, who's your artist?
The sweet tattoo.
The figure just points over to an elf sitting in the corner.
Oh man, he's pretty hot.
Finn, you should get a tattoo.
What? No, man.
Yeah, look at that hot elf chick. She's gonna be all over you for hours.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, she's pretty.
Plus, then there's no way you'll forget tonight.
That's true. Hey, listen, then.
You should have to kill the two of us.
Oh, yeah, no, we're gonna be sacrifices.
Here, get her. Listen, can you, give Ellie a drink on me.
All right. He pulls out.
What's she drinking?
Pewter goblet and
pewter isn't here.
Pewter.
and a jug of some kind of an incredibly potent smelling wine.
Ooh, is it effervescent?
It is.
How crisp?
And
is
crisp.
It?
Oh, yeah. Good.
As he pours it, you can see like chunks of stuff
more.
In it. And he spreads it over to you.
I guess it's. Two of them,
yeah.
Alright. Okay, guys. Dude, wish me luck.
It's called Squirrel.
Oh, I'll play
it. just be cool, man.
Yeah, I'll play it cool. Don't worry.
Hey, yo, can we get two shots, barkeep?
And two of whatever you just gave him.
Give me some Jaeger bombs.
Jaeger bombs. Jaeger bombs.
Fuck it, gangs.
It's a goddamn protein!
Excuse me, sir, you have to check in.
Not now, Chief. I'm in the fucking zone.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so as Fenn leaves his two friends disgusting sangria-like chunky chasers and
it's
and
called
shots.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. You walk over to Leia, who is sitting by herself. She has a knife, and she is carving some kind of intricate-looking symbol.
Into the table?
Into the table.
It's practice.
Hey. She's got a calm hand.
How's it going?
Leave me alone. I'm trying to divine the identity of the one who will bring our goddess's reign to pass in this plane.
Our goddess? Which goddess is that? Because there's a lot of gods and goddesses around there. Which one are you? What's your fancy?
She looks up at you and gives you a wink.
she's intimate. He's thinking, oh man, she's intimate.
I think you look over your shoulder at the bar, and we're all, with both of us, they're like,
yeah, I'm gonna like thumbs up too. I give her, look, here you go. I give her, I put her a glass down.
You get some kind of air humping.
Yeah.
So, what's your name, gorgeous?
My name is irrelevant.
How's it going, irrelevant?
I am ill and important working. If you do not leave immediately, I will spill your blood.
Listen. Listen. This is a big night for me, alright? This is the last night I'm ever gonna be in this shithole town. Alright? Tomorrow, I got gonna be kicked out of Waha school. And you know what? So tonight is just going crazy wild, having a blast. So how about this? You and me, we hang out, we talk. You want to try to kill me? Yeah, sure, let's do it. Fight Club. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. So let me. You can make a modification here, but this is what I'm picturing. So you finish this whole spiel, mm-hmm. and you go, so what do you say? And then she just cuts your throat, and you like, you know, blood gouts from your throat.
You turn around and we're still giving you a thumbs up.
And then you turn toward her and you like face plant onto the table into the symbol that she was carving.
And it fills
the blood. The blood from your dying body pours into the grooves of this symbol and begins to glow.
Oh no!
And her eyes go wide, and then the blood begins to recede back into you, and you kind of like. And your throat is completely healed, and you're like, what?
Jeez,
whoa.
Should be glowing.
Jesus, I got the goblin eyes down the one half.
Oh, it's you.
Jesus. What the hell?
Fed. You are the chosen one, and she just like she grabs you by the collar of your robe.
Chosen one.
Make
chosen
love
for some pounding.
Yes, he has nods. Yeah.
Make love to me right here, and then she like sweeps everything off.
Woo!
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll make love to her. he's just
like, yeah,
okay.
The camera starts like panning around the room. It's as you guys notice that other people are starting like an impromptu orgy.
You picked the right club.
Yeah.
our two guys look around. Everyone's kind of fucking and shrug.
Should we go or?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Fed, we'll catch you later, dude.
I thought maybe we could stay a little. And I put my hand on your thigh.
I'm gonna go.
Oh.
Oof.
I'll have another drink.
An unnamed guy gets up and walks out.
Or does he? I don't know if you don't allow him to.
Well, he gets up.
He gets up and leaves.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Whether or not he makes it out, that's different.
as he walks out, we hear the sound of a sharpened blade going through flesh and a strange scream. Anyway, after the orgy, Leia says that you must.
That's a weird preposition.
After the orgy, Leia says that you must join the following. Yeah, you are the chosen one.
Like,
it is your destiny to bring about the goddess's reign on this plane of existence.
It's like
you're supposed
now,
to
go into the pit. Does that like? So, like, that means we're gonna keep, we're gonna, like, stay, we're gonna, you know, do some more sex stuff if we do that?
Are we gonna do some more sex?
If I do this?
We can have... You can make love to me as many times as you want. It would be the greatest honor in my life.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll join.
Should I isolate that clip?
Yeah. So they're giving you the tattoo, and then the goat leaf... club is raided by the rat priests of Thark.
Wait, when he's getting the tattoo, can the tattoo needle be getting dipped into my dead body? He's getting tattooed with my blood
into your eye.
Yeah, sure.
I think
my guy died of a squirrel overdose.
Wink, wink.
No, I think literally had a couple glasses of squirrel, and probably one is supposed to be like too much.
Is that like is that like friend's body that you're using?
Probably.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's not using it right now.
I think Fedorosa is in another another.
You've had quite a bit of squirrel as well.
Oh, okay. There's nothing he can do about it. He's dope.
And then the sounds of fighting and death surround you, and you see Leia. She escapes and like turns to look back at you, but you're roughly dragged to your feet by these priests. What should we do with him? He's just an initiate. Perhaps he can be saved. Let's take him to the pit.
The pit.
What?
And then they drag you out and to the temple, which is where you woke up.
So that was
what happened.
What a night, huh?
It was quite memorable.
I would have known. Well, I guess I'm the chosen one, huh?
It appears so. Our goddess works in strange ways.
So, like, what does that really mean? Do I have to, do anything special, or should I just basically be doing the same thing I've been doing? It's just like a, it's gonna happen sooner or later, and I should just, wait, just ride the wave, or do I actually have to,
It is your destiny.
Ride the lightning.
All right. You have already become a quite powerful and fearsome death mage.
Yeah, alright. Yeah. Okay, so ride the wave then, I guess. Just keep what I'm doing, and I guess I'm gonna be a death wizard.
When the history of this world is written in the surviving dimensions, if there are any such, they will speak of Fenfaril and how he brought about the ruin of the world.
Great. Just great. Wonderful.
That's what I wanted to be remembered for. Totally.
In the history books.
Forever.
Until the world's destroyed, maybe.
Yeah.
Until the world's destroyed, maybe. By me, kind of.
Possibly.
Anyway, you just kind of ramble off. You trail off, and then you realize that she broke contact with you, and you're just staring at yourself in the mirror.
I'm just looking at myself.
Looking at yourself in your robes with your death staff and your necromancy necklace. Yeah.
My gold
on the bridge.
Tattoo.
That must be one hell of a shit.
Okay, so Wolsoon brings the Quixotic Queen in sort of a parking hover above the entrance to the tower.
And you're gonna be here when we get out.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Where would he go?
Anywhere in the world.
Oh yeah. You're right.
Do I have time to finish the poem I'm working on before we leave?
How much do you have left?
I've only just started.
What do you
have?
It
sounds wonderful. You'll want to hear it.
Yeah.
My dearest Iron, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Who's Iron?
The dragon lady half-dragon beauty we saw. Oh, shall I compare thee to a summer's
day? Didn't we kill her?
I'm in the middle of a poem. Shall can bear the endurance.
Isn't it a requiem if you're talking about a dead person? I'm just trying to help.
Listeners can't see Eric's glow.
You are exactly as hot and potentially cause brush fires. That's all I've got so far.
Well, she's a reptile, right?
Yes.
So, wouldn't she have to, like, cool down on summer days? Because she's...
But she's hot. You see, I've made a double use of the word hot. In one case, hot meaning the temperature is the sun and the summer. And in the other case, physical attraction, you see. I fancy myself a wordsmith as of 5 minutes ago.
I would finish it. Definitely see where it's going.
Yes.
Also, don't finish it now. We have it. Just think of all the loot that's in there that we can pillage. Recover.
Maybe you should stick to blacksmithing.
Why don't you make her something? You can blacksmith her something. Like a flower or...
A headstone?
I mean, eventually.
A lovely metal heart.
Yeah.
Master Peeler.
Anatomically correct.
It's possible she might not be dead. There's always that slim chance.
Well, she wasn't in the college.
No, she was in one of the... She was in the shipyards.
I thought she was in her home, divorcing her husband.
She might have been.
We don't know where she was.
Exactly. Anyway, let's go. I'm glad you found someone, Tamek. I only hope that when your magic...
I'll find her again.
I only hope that when your magic wears off and she realizes that she threw her husband out and she made a terrible mistake, she doesn't realize it was you and hate you.
No, of course not. How could she? I've done well for her.
Crispin Evermessant. That's it.
I didn't know who was Crispin Evermessant.
The people at that drink company are like, oh, you're talking about us?
I'm going to get a letter tomorrow.
Well, no.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Quick, damn. Check that man a check.
So, we were listening to the bugs we put in Ryan's house, so we couldn't help it over here. You keep calling us Crispin Evermessant.
So you guys rappel down from the ship. The tower is many, many stories tall, impossibly tall, made of rough-hewn cyclopean stone. There is a...
Wait, couldn't he drop us at the top and we could go down?
I suppose you could.
I would imagine there's not a door at the top.
Well, that's where the bridge is. I figured you'd have to be able to get up there. Maybe it's not. Yeah, okay.
I guess he could drop us on the bridge.
It's
and then
impolite going through the top. You gotta go through the front door.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive. He's immortal.
He just hasn't been around very much.
Oh, okay.
As you approach, there is a steel door. Covered in strange runic-like patterns. They appear to be wards and...
It was crisp and effervescent.
There is a knocker on the door.
Oh, Fen, you're the licensed wizard?
Okay.
What's all this mean?
Those are different protective wards that, you know, prevents anyone from probably just going into it.
Oh.
So I was gonna know.
Okay.
That's for you, Ed.
Next to the door, there is what appears to be a torch.
Uh-huh.
There's no wood in the torch. It's just like a torch stand with a little lamp, like a glass lamp over it. A sconce, exactly.
Okay.
A jet of flame comes out of it.
Oh, boy.
Blue flame. And out of the flame, you can see the shape of a face start to resolve. And the eyes open. It's tiny. It's about, 6 or 8 inches high. The eyes open and they regard you. And it says,
he shrunk himself!
What expression is the face wearing?
Kind of like mild boredom and
can I make it smile?
Sure. What are you gonna do?
I'm going to use Zuko style to bend a flame to my will.
Go ahead.
I got a 9.
A 9.
7 to 9 is short-lived, lasting only a moment.
All right. So what do you say to you? Just
no, I bend the fires of my will. I turn it and make it smile.
Ow! 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 Oh! What? Why would you? Ow!
Why would you do that?
He looked a bit dour. I wanted to see a smile.
You're a real fucking asshole. This is Professor Wizardman, one of the greatest wizards ever. And this what you do to him, you fucking moron?
Oh, wait, that's Wizardman?
I'm not Arch Scholar.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I think that's Doorman. You're still a fucking moron.
Sometimes people with towers
have
doormen.
I don't care anymore. I'm the fucking...
I am Arch Scholar Wizardman's personal assistant, Effie.
Doorman.
Effie, huh?
Effie.
How's it going? My name is Fetcherov, former student, well, I'm a student of both Waha and Mormont.
Oh.
Graduate of Mormont.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Sadly, both colleges were destroyed.
Well, Mormont might have magically reset itself.
Is that what that was?
Maybe.
I thought I felt a mild disturbance in the in the fabric of space-time.
Oh,
from the direction of the city.
So, basically, I've come here to talk to Wizardman. Also, to use your library, because I hear he's a follower.
Do you have the rest of this book?
The fire inspects the page. I am not certain.
It's a book that, you know,
it's very important.
Probably blank, but then if you open it, it'll say words. It's
sometimes, maybe.
Sometimes, maybe.
That does sound
when my god remembers to write in it.
He's a follower of the god of the forgotten, and he had one book and got destroyed. Apparently, your book might be here in your library.
That does sound very familiar.
Oh, very good. I need it.
Unfortunately, though, young wizard arch scholar Wizardman is not at home currently.
Oh, where is he?
He is adventuring in the other realms.
Well. I mean, can we still come in and just look around at the book?
I mean, we've come a long way.
I really do need that book. My god has tasked me with finding the other copy.
It's a religious quest, you see.
Somebody make me defy danger using charisma.
Ooh,
not me.
Nope, that's a 6.
Alright, I will try. Yes, 13.
Well, somebody already rolled. So what do you say to the flame lady?
It's a religious quest, you see. So, come on.
I'm running on the come on.
Come on.
That's a good strategy.
Come on.
Come on. We also want to use your bridge.
Very unhappy right now.
Just join in. Come on, it's more people need. It's more effective. Come on.
Well, I suppose I could allow you through.
Oh, well, all right, cool. Thanks.
If you wear the collars of binding.
The what?
The collars of binding.
No, I'm okay. Well, I should clarify. What are those?
Oh, they're special collars designed by my master to prevent intruders into his home from taking anything or breaking anything.
Oh, well, no, I need to take that book.
Yeah, we need to take the book.
Mm-hmm. I need to take the book.
I have no interest in wearing a collar.
How do they
work?
Well,
then you're not getting in. Well, there is a minor spell of spatial awareness.
They had to change people's minds.
Oh, yeah.
There's a minor spell of spatial awareness cast that allows a special voyeur service from another dimension to constantly monitor the activities of anyone who wears the collar. And
wow.
If they do anything that meets a certain list of pre-discussed conditions agreed upon by my master and the security company... the collar is activated, and the person wearing it becomes a slave to my master for the rest of eternity.
Hmm. Well, I'll I think we're all going to pass on that, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, I'll wear it.
What?
I'll put it on. I'll go in. I don't care.
That might not be a good idea, Fenfaru.
Why?
Because you might get turned into a slave. You don't know what... Can we see what that list of conditions is?
It is quite lengthy.
Yeah.
Usually it involves... The big ones are theft of property, destruction of property...
No, I get that. I'm concerned about the little ones that have the same effect.
Well, I mean, my master is not at home right now. So none of his quarters are not off.
Listen, if you
will have the run of the tower, and you know, I will accept one of you, donning the collar.
All right, listen,
that's Fenfaru. He's already said.
Oh well, I mean, I'm gonna put the collar on, but you're not gonna let these guys in with me that collar on, right? It's just gonna be me with the collar on.
No, she's saying she'll let us all in.
I think you should just put the collar on me and just let me in, and then let these guys decide. You shouldn't let these guys in unless they have a collar on, to be honest.
What?
We went to three places, destroyed three places.
However, I am
the champion of Valconi. I defended the city from a dragon.
Go ahead.
I defeated it.
Go by yourself. Do
and,
it.
And all we really need is...
Temek is turning away to leave.
You know, if you allow me to come in, would you allow me to take... And if I... Can I look for my friend's book here and then take it with me to give to him?
Unfortunately, there are quite powerful spells on my master's library to prevent anyone from taking anything out.
Uh-huh.
He does have a partiality to adventuring wizards, so they are able to study at his library.
Oh, okay.
But there are certain provisions in place that will prevent anyone from removing.
When is your master expected back?
Can we somehow contact him?
I wish I knew.
Is there a way
do you know where he is? Maybe we could go ask him if I can have the book.
I do not.
Is there a way to like contact him or anything like that?
Where did he tell you he was going?
As I said, adventuring in the other realms.
And when did he leave?
Hundreds of years ago.
Oh. Ah.
Yes, it's been quite the exciting half millennium.
All right, well, you can put the column on me in, and then I can do my thing.
Okay.
So you're just going to leave us out here?
I have no interest in that.
I mean,
you're
not going to put the collar on, huh?
Because it's going to turn us into slaves.
Have fun. Enjoy the library.
You really think that a wizard isn't going to put some weird minutia in the rules so that you're almost guaranteed to become a slave?
I don't care anymore.
Well,
he is
planning to steal the book either way, so...
My master does already have plenty of slaves.
Jeez.
And he's a slave driver.
He's plenty of slaves.
Are you one of the slaves?
Yes.
Well, then why don't we free you?
Exactly. We'll let you out for the cost of the book.
All right. Someone make me a parlay roll.
That's charisma?
Yes, plus charisma. And I'll give you a plus one because she really does want to be free.
God damn it, Alex.
Why do you keep rolling it?
Because his charisma is zero.
I'm plus two, too.
Oh.
But I figured you didn't want to do it.
Temek doesn't want to help.
You want to put on the collar. I got a six, by the way.
Yeah, all right.
Again. Because I rolled a three. You made it very clear. You didn't give a fuck. You just wanted to put on the collar. So I figured it was me and Chris trying to convince her to let
us. That's before knowing this information.
Well, you didn't say anything. You said, I don't give a fuck. I'll put the collar on.
Before this happened. Okay, whatever.
Alright, wait a minute. What if, instead of letting us in for the book, we just free you, and then you don't have to care what we do? That's a good deal.
She starts to say something, and then the flame turns orange and flickers out, and she is cut off. So there's sort of like a scream that fades away into nothing.
We may have got her killed.
And then you hear something from behind the door, like a group of voices.
We have to keep them away. The master will want us to clean his house.
We will drive them out.
And the shuffling of several feet approaching the door.
You guys make everything worse.
So I think this is better. We're good at killing things.
What do you do?
I'm walking away from the door.
I take a step back and take out my shield and my fire staff.
I want to make one of the things in there cry snakes. For Christ's sake.
Oh, cry snakes is something you do, isn't it?
No, make someone cry snakes for Christ's sake. That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, I think we got variations.
No, we all have cry snakes, but I think he failed his role last time, so he did it to himself.
No, I failed.
Oh, you did.
All right, let me find these things.
Also, I have +2 forward, I think, to my first attack.
Okay. Oh boy. Can someone pass me an index card?
Set it down. 2 of these things.
So the door parts, it splits down the middle and opens. And what looks to be almost like a group of people covered in this bluish, purplish putty and just sort of mashed together. It's walking on 6 legs. You can see limbs coming out of it in various directions at various parts of its body. It has eyes everywhere, and there is an enormous mouth that's muttering these things to itself. The master will want us to clean its house. And then its arms reach for you and it lunges out. And a second one comes out behind it. So what do you do?
I attack it.
Okay. With your sword, how do you...
With my fire... My fire happiest wand. Ecstatic flaming wand of burning.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hack and slash.
Yeah. 12. I lose my +2 forward, but I'm leading the charge into battle. So I got a thing that gives everyone... When I lead the charge into combat, those I lead take +1 forward.
Ooh.
So you guys got a +1 to your next roll.
Cool. So roll for damage.
Yes. D10, D8, D4. 11.
11. Okay. So you drive your sword hilt deep into this thing and...
Flaming wand thing.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. Your flaming wand thing. You're casting at it.
Well, no, it's the thing that bartender had. So it's like a big stick that's on fire, kind of.
Right, right.
So I just whack them
that,
with it.
I thought that shot fireballs.
I don't think so.
I forget. Anyway, you whack him with it, and it... There's this like sickening hiss as the wand just like cuts through it like a hot knife through butter, and the its flesh cauterizes and there's this awful smell, and there's bubbling of this sickly like bluish black fluid, and the giant mouth screams.
I don't think you like that.
What did the rest of you do?
I'm making the other one cry snakes.
Okay.
And you get +1.
+1. So that's 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
So it's a D8 of damage? Yes. Sweat. Just get out. Come on, 8. It's 1.
You see, it starts... The one behind it, the second one, and its many arms and hands cover its many eyes as the snakes sweep from its from it.
It's a lot of
and
snakes.
Then it kind of shakes it off. It doesn't look hurt at all though, but it is coming for you now.
Ooh, baby.
Temek, what are you doing?
Temek is simply dodging and keeping himself safe.
Okay, so roll to dodge.
Can he smartly move out of the way with his intelligence?
Yeah, I guess so. I'll let you get away with that. Be somewhere where this thing is not.
Yeah, I'm watching its patterns, and I'm getting out of the way. 9.
9. Okay. Okay, so, sorry, Temek, you jump out of the way, but you have to really, like, run for a few feet. Uh-huh. So you're kind of far away now from everybody else. Uh-huh. They've split the party pretty much. They're between the two of you and Temek.
The two of us, too.
Yeah, meaning Walter and Piotr.
Oh.
What are you doing, Fenn?
I will throw a fireball at it.
Okay. Which one are you aiming for?
Doesn't matter.
Well, it kind of does.
Should probably go after the second one since I only made it deal 1 damage with this crying snake. Snake cry. Yeah, I'll go for crying snake. That is an 11.
Alright, so roll for damage.
Mm-hmm. Ignores armor, by the way.
Okay.
Alright, that's right.
What are you, you're throwing a fireball? Yeah, you're
yeah.
Okay.
6.
Okay. Oh, and you got a +1 to your attack.
Oh. 7.
But you got a 10, so... Oh. No, not the damage.
Yeah.
The...
You got a 10 plus, so it doesn't matter.
Can you choose when to use that, or is it just on your next...
I think it's on your next roll. The fireball impacts with the side of it, and it, like, its flesh ripples away, and underneath... it leaves kind of like an impact crater, and it reveals rows and rows of teeth that, like, clump down to another mouth.
Inside of it?
No. The fireball leaves like a crater with teeth in it, and then the crater just sort of collapses in on itself and becomes another mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right, I was saying, why does the crater have teeth in it? Sorry. Is it just because it's full of teeth?
It's just full of teeth,
okay.
Apparently.
It's like a shark.
And then it it growls at you, Fenn. So this thing is coming at you.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Part of it is also going for Piotr, though.
Yeah.
So it's like stretching itself, straining in two directions, and there's like this weird, like, putty, stretching, icky gookiness happening between it.
Okay.
So it is going to attempt to grab you and eat you with its new mouth that you just made in it.
Okay. Seems fair.
What are you doing?
I gotta do something.
Can you cast immune to teeth?
No.
Ah. That would be handy.
Teeth immunity.
Seems like it's pretty magic. I'm gonna try to spell magic and try to. I think Fenn thinks he's guessing that these things are somehow connected, like merged together with magic.
So he's going to try to dispel magic on these creatures, but maybe...
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, magic definitely seems like it's in play here.
Yeah.
They are wizard guardian things.
Ten. All right. So roll your damage as if you did an attack.
Okay. Two. My damage is only four. My regular damage is a d4.
Wizards, man. They got awesome spells, but...
Yeah.
So, what happens is this thing is, like, straining towards you with its enormous mouth. And the mouth sort of constricts as it goes to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And it strains against itself, and it almost, like... It, like... pulls at the mass of it behind it, and you can see like a human face with healthy pink skin start to emerge from it, as if your dispel magic is freeing someone from their imprisonment.
Oh, that's pretty
good. Horrible creature, but then the bluish mass like erupts over it, and yanks it back.
Okay, I'm gonna keep trying to do that.
So Piotr, you are also getting charged by this thing. What are you doing?
I'm gonna shoot a magic missile at the middle part where it's getting all stretchy.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I know what I'm doing.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Ask you that person.
Well, 7 and 9, I cast a spell, but choose one.
What race is that person? Was it human?
It looks human.
Perform. Okay.
So both by your deed. I guess I'll draw unwanted attention.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
So go ahead, roll for damage.
I guess it's my d6.
Not so good. Magic missile, right?
2d4. 4. Yeah. 1.
Okay. Your magic missile strike it just where it is thinnest.
Yeah.
And it fractures the creature in two.
Yes.
So there's now...
Now we've got more enemies.
There's now three of them.
That's why I wasn't doing that.
Yay?
Maybe there's two weaker ones, though.
I'm hoping they just have half the hit points each.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
go with that.
Okay.
So they're split in two, and there's now three of them. Temek and Walter.
I'm going to hit that one that's right in front of me again.
Okay.
Cook that sumbitch. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, go ahead. Go for damage.
10.
10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
It explodes.
Yeah.
As your wand like slices.
I kind of picture it not as a wand, but more like a flaming club.
Okay,
I think that's kind of what it was.
Yeah, like it's like a mace that's just with fire shooting out of the end. Not like shooting out, but like the end's on fire.
Yeah, I thought I remembered it being a rod.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
I remember the innkeeper guy tried to hit me with it, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't,
right.
like, shooting
I remember
fire.
It was not, like, a wand.
Right, it was a... Okay,
where
so,
is
yeah.
It? That's what it is.
I don't think I have it anymore. I just wrote it down. The happiest ecstatic flaming wand of burning, plus 1d4 fire damage.
All right. I mean, I guess we can flavor it however we want. So you slice into it again, and this awful bluish purple gooiness just sort of bubbles away, and both mouths scream in unison.
Wait, each one had two mouths?
Multiple.
Oh, mouths. Right, yeah, okay.
It's just like people stuck together with bluish gunk.
Right.
The bluish stuff all boils away, and you can see three corpses lying dead on the field in front of you, in front of the wizard's
like
tower.
Fresh corpses or old corpses?
They're looking a little ripe and rotted, but you suspect that whatever this bluish stuff was keeping them animated, and you just...
Right, no, but I basically, did I kill them, or were they already dead inside this thing?
You're not sure.
All right.
But money.
I think they were dead, and then the blue stuff brought them back to life, and now they're dead again.
That's what
definitely keeping them animated.
But the one I saw was
right. Animated. That's why I was asking, because maybe that person's still alive.
Yeah.
But these people.
Tamek, what are you up to? There's two more guys.
So am I covered in blue stuff now, or did it just like fall?
No, it just you didn't fail, so you're not covered in blue stuff.
I figure I want to summon up a weapon and attack with it. I want a ranged weapon to keep away from these things.
Okay.
So I'll go for a crossbow.
No, you should go for a crossbow.
I guess.
No, you know what? Go for a crossbow.
Go for one of those X-bows.
Directly attacking you, so you got the time.
12.
12. Okay, yeah.
So I get it with three... wait, I'm sorry. I always forget how many attack.
A million.
Yeah, a million.
Are the usual
two of the following attacks.
You get the usual amount.
I'm using too many index cards.
Or not
crossbow. I'm going to give it far because I want it to be a crossbow.
A crossbow with near.
And remove the danger stack.
Okay.
It's really just a quiver of arrows he has to throw.
Stab people.
Actually, you know what? I don't care as much about removing the danger stack at the moment. I'm going to do +1 damage.
Okay.
And can I make it, since when I summon fire with any of my move? No, actually, I just saw dead bodies. I don't know if this thing has a soul. So I can't harm things without souls. So I'll just go with the regular fire.
Piotr, one of the two dudes that you split apart is going to leap on you. It's basically just like a human-shaped torso with a dripping, goopy blue mass on it. Inside the mass is an enormous mouth, and the mouth is basically drooling all over you, and it's going to bite down on your head. So what do you do?
Just comes over.
Yeah, basically.
No good. I don't want that. I'm going to try not
Joe
to get...
Joe wants a pretzel.
Okay. I think I'm going to cause fear on it.
Okay.
Flee, panic, beg, or fight. This could go wrong. You know what? Instead, I'm gonna continue magic missiling it.
All right.
I don't want to cause it fear, and then it just keeps fighting.
I think it's like it's on top of you, so I don't think you can get a magic missile in on it.
Oh, okay. Can I just dodge? I'm just gonna get out of the way.
You can try to wiggle out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Defy danger using dex.
Okay. Oof. Yeah, 6, 7, 8. 8. I don't have any bonuses.
Alright. So you wiggle out. But you're going to take a d4 damage in the process because it was holding you quite tight.
Two.
The other one is going after you, Fen.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the spell magic on it again. Try to get that person out of it. I got a 9. So that means,
Minus 1 forward to cast magic, forget the spell, or you draw unwelcome attention.
I'll draw unwelcome attention. It's fighting me, so.
Yeah. It's going to focus on fighting you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I did 3.
Once again, some of the bluish stuff just sort of
goes around,
globs off. It looks like it's shedding it almost, but then it surges up. It just surges forward again.
I'm gonna try to grab the person
and pull them out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you get in that second action. So defy danger using strength.
Because I'm also doing, getting unwelcome attention. So I'm actually now physically going. So
and grabbing. Right.
So what did it roll?
Defy danger using strength.
Okay. Well, that's 9.
9. Okay. You can also take a d4 of damage.
Okay. Does my armor help? My magic armor?
Yes. That would help.
Oh, you got here.
Then I take 0. Well, I take 0 then. Cause
all right.
Because I have 4.
So it's mildly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's but icky. What are you hoping to accomplish? You're hoping to drag the person.
Trying to save the person. Because he said they were pink. They weren't dead. He said like they didn't have dead skin. So I'm going to try to rip him out of this
all right.
thing.
You think you can do it, but you got to like brace it against something. Like you're basically just dragging this person around now.
Yeah.
You gotta catch the blue stuff on something.
Okay.
In order to get it done. Walter and Tamek, what are you guys up to?
I'm firing at one of the two.
I'll grab the blue side.
Okay.
And pull for two. So this person's like half sticking out now,
yes.
or partially?
Okay.
So I know there are people in there, and that one looks healthy, so I'm going to grab the back so Fenn can pull the person,
yeah.
and hopefully we'll...
All right. One of you defy danger using strength.
Probably me.
You're better at it.
Well, we'll see. Yep, 10.
10. All right, this thing comes off of the guy's head in, like, a really awful, kind of goopy way. He is covered in this slime, and tail as a grub, and breathing really heavily.
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay?
No. No. And falls to his knees, and is just panting.
Okay.
I'll be firing at the one that was going after Peelter.
All right.
Wait, is the blue thing dead?
Yes, it is.
Okay. No, I'm just holding it.
Yeah, it kind of, like, disintegrates in your hands.
Oh,
all right. You have blue on you.
12.
12. Okay, yeah, you did it.
I just blued myself.
Alright, so that is a d8 of damage.
Plus one?
Alright, plus one, yes. 9.
Nice.
Yeah, you take careful aim and just bullseye it. The entire thing goes up in flame. It burns really strange colors.
Mm.
Like there's green for a while, and there's like a purplish... and then a deep, deep red, and then it's just ash on your feet.
So, question for you. One of my abilities says that when I heal an ally, you heal plus 1d8 damage. Would that work on this guy, or would it just be the straight roll?
You're not sure. You're not sure you could heal him. Yeah, give it a try. I'd let you heal if you heal him.
Okay. So I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on him. 10!
10.
So, should I roll? Or doesn't
yeah.
matter? So the spell... so I get the plus 1d8.
Yeah, you'll heal him and...
Alright, so that's yourself. 4, 7.
Okay. So he looks a lot better after you hit him with your holy symbol.
Or yeah, here, wait a second. It's a middle finger, so
yeah.
I just like poke him.
Ow!
Yeah, give it a second.
And then Yintos's healing light spreads all over him. Oh. Oh, thank the gods.
No, just one.
Who are you people?
You're not Effie?
No.
Oh.
We're here to check out a book.
So, like,
don't go inside. Absolutely not.
Well, we're not putting on those collars.
It's not worth it.
Why?
The place is... it's a treasure trove, but it's also...
Sounds
full
like it's worth it then.
Dangerous spells and horrific experiments and yeah. I was there for I don't quite know how long, but thank you. thank you for saving me.
Did the Archmaester turn into that monster?
In a way, yes.
What do you mean, in a way?
Yeah.
Well, I was foolish enough to put on the collar thinking that I could outsmart the Arch Scholar.
And?
I did not outsmart the Arch Scholar.
So what did you do that got you, made him into a slave?
I tried to free Effigy.
Oh. Yeah, see? So we should go free her. Effie! I'm guessing it's probably... Effie is Effigy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
How do you know Effigy?
We spoke at length. I was a student at the college, and I would come here and speak with her. She said, you know, no one ever came to ask her how her day was, or to make conversation. They all just wanted into the wizard's tower.
And boy did Philip crush, and boy decided to save girl.
Well,
boy meets tower, boy falls in love with tower.
Boy becomes big blue blob thing.
Story for the ages.
Damn it. You beat me.
What's your name?
Somebody give me a name, because I don't have the
key. Hey, Barrick.
P. Y. 17. P-Y-V. It isn't yet. P-Y-V-O.
Pivo.
All right. See?
Could that be Pivo?
Pivo, yeah.
Okay. So, Pivo.
Well, all right, Pivo. So here's the deal. Are we still by the ropes that we rappelled down with?
Yes.
So here, come on. I'm gonna tie the rope around his waist. All right, so that's our airship. I'm going to tug it, and we'll soon the captain's going to pull you up.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. He'll give you some food and some water.
Probably
some
booze.
Watch out for the Ferro Dragons.
The what?
Yeah. No, they're friendly. They're super friendly.
Okay.
But watch out for the three-headed Cerberus. It's not that friendly.
The what?
You didn't bring Nippy, Snippy, and Bitey with you?
They can't climb down a rope.
That's true.
And it's way too big to carry.
You look up, and you can actually see that Nippy, Snippy, and Bitey are helping Wolsoon. There you go, boy. Yeah, good boys. You're good boys.
They get along.
You'll be fine.
One of the giant dog heads licks Wolsoon.
So before we send you up, though, where is the library located in the tower?
I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry.
All right, well then, where's Effie?
Again, it's all a blur. It's magically warded. Yeah.
Okay, well, if you remember anything, I guess just yell real loud.
Have Wolsoon write a note and shoot it in through a window with his cannon.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm just picturing we're in a room. All of a sudden, a cannonball comes crashing through with a note tied to it.
I'm just picturing he's shooting cannonballs into windows, and we never get the note because there's so many windows.
It's also magically protected.
Yeah. We come out, there's just a pile of cannonballs on the ground.
He shoots one of the windows, it bounces off, and hits him in the head, and passes out.
The first cannonball...
I think he would do worse than pass out.
The first cannonball we pick up has a note that says the cannonballs aren't working.
I think this might be the last one. So I'm gonna... I tug the rope. Well, Snow, pull this guy up!
And he does. You guys turn and face the tower. The doors are still ajar. And Effie is gone.
All right, so we're going to find that Effie chick. We're going to find the book.
Yeah, the book.
And I guess we're just going to find whatever else we want.
Treasure, because he's now part of it. You know.
Yeah, well, yeah, treasure. Just treasure, yeah.
Treasure.
I don't know about you, but I don't really like slave owners, whether they're wizards or not.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I can understand protecting your house, but forcing people to become slaves.
Yeah, that's not good. It was really more of a trick.
See, I'm pretty sure there was stuff in that contract that would just make you into his slave no matter what.
That's why
I didn't want to put the collar on.
It's still a trick.
Yeah. I forgot to show you. This is what you guys fought.
Oh. Ooh.
Hey, it looks cool.
We
Looks like James, if James were made out of Play-Doh and left in the sun too long.
Yeah.
There's also another picture.
And if James were eating slightly less bones than he usually eats.
Bluish multitudes, is that what they're called?
Yes.
Eric's favorite multitudes.
The multitude of dicks.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, all right.
So we going in, boys? And girl?
Yeah.
And Rock?
Borax gives you a kick on the shoulder and Tenjaya crosses her arms. And Baldwin is scrambling up a rope.
Bye, Baldwin.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
How's Ebmox doing?
I don't know. How is he doing? You described how all the other followers are reacting.
Whenever I picture Ebmox, I picture you wearing him like a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Or a hat. Or both.
Like that guy from Ninja Warrior who wears a squid on his head.
His tentacles wrapped around you and crawls around him.
So, from far away, Eric looks like a lizard wearing a bad Rasta wig.
Yeah.
When you get close, you realize he's actually a lizard wearing a squid.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you okay, babe?
Well, that's Tendrar.
Of course.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were just talking to Ryan.
Let's go steal from slave owning wizards.
Yeah.
Fuck slaves.
Slave owning wizard.
Yeah.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, so you guys walk in through the door, and the doors slowly close behind you, and the runes of warding glow, and then From outside, you just see the still sight of the tower, and you can hear the wind howling. So someone roll me a
d12. I got it. 11.
11. Ooh, okay.
That's not what I would have rolled.
So now, roll me a d6.
2 from 11. Guys, my dice are breaking dimensions again.
L.
I think that's pi.
Yeah.
This rolls a perfect likeness of Danny DeVito.
My die disappeared for a second, and when it reappeared, it had N dimensions.
It was resting on a single gold coin.
When my die came back, it brought fearful knowledge. Now I know something I wish I didn't.
My die disappeared and it came back with a note tied to it that just said, "Beware the sun."
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what mine said too.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
I'm staying in tomorrow.
I thought it was weird that it was rising at 10 o'clock
at night. I'll do one, you do one.
Yeah.
Three.
Okay. So the room you guys find yourselves in...
Tell me it's not made of butts again.
Yeah, it is.
That was a good...
Is it made of flesh at all?
No, not at all.
Good.
Not yet.
Is that even an option?
No.
Good.
All the room that you find yourselves in appears to be some kind of surgery.
Not better.
Mason jars full of alien organs preserved in formaldehyde line the walls. The drawers and cabinets are filled with unspeakable instruments. They look very, very painful. Some of them are made of crystal. Fen, you can tell just by looking at them that they're designed to, like, extract and channel magical energies. There is a surgical table, bloody and covered in torn straps, and a trickle of something too dark to be blood leads from the table deeper into the building. Around you can see it looks like several arrows were fired into the table. Some of them lay broken on the floor with... just covered in the blackish ichor. And someone give me another 2d12 roll.
1 to 1. 1.
3. That's really helping for a 1.
Yeah. 1 and 1.
Hey. That I'm going to withhold for now.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
I kill it. I shoot it. I throw a thing at it. I don't know.
So yeah, that's what you see.
Well, there goes that princess.
Surgical table, instruments.
And the arrows were shot into
organs.
The table?
Yes. there's you look and you see that there are several cabinets that have been smashed. It looks like someone was hurled very violently into it. And there's a blood spatter where someone's head was crushed.
Can I forensics the arrows and, like, see where they were fired from? Like, if I look back, like, are there
above
dart launchers in the ceiling or, like...
No, they came from the dead bodies.
Oh, you didn't mention...
You can see, yeah. You can see a quiver lying by the one that was thrown through the cabinet.
Okay. I think there was a fight.
Hey, Kyo, you can loot those dead bodies if you want.
Okay.
What do the dead bodies have?
Roll a d10.
Hopefully not infectious diseases.
D10. 8.
They have 8 coin each.
There you go. Ooh,
how many were there?
2 of them.
So 16 coins.
738.
If anybody has a bow and arrow, there are arrows. You can take the quiver.
No, put them into my fire
bow. He actually has a bow that is remarkably unbroken. I'll give you guys that.
I'd also like to animate one of the portraits.
Tenjaya has a bow.
You give Tenjaya some more.
Arrows and give them to her.
Yeah.
She examines them and pretty decent mate.
Yeah.
Oh, can we give the other bow to Baldwin?
No, Baldwin went back.
Not right now. I mean, we could take him and give it to
him.
It's
probably
the
same size as
he is. Is it like a longbow or...?
I'll let you decide.
It's bigger than he is.
all right, sure. The person who was hurled across the room is the halfling, so it's halfling.
Oh.
Right,
there you go.
There you go. Give it that.
Baldwin bow.
Baldwin-sized bow.
Even though his instincts have run away.
Yeah, we can toughen him up a bit. See, that's a good thing about a bow. He can stand far away and shoot.
Yeah. He can use it from after running.
Yeah.
So, Pyotr, go ahead and work that magic of the god of the downtrodden and forgotten.
To be a boy's punishment of danger.
7, 8, 9. Which
all
means
right.
7 and 9, the spell is cast, but I choose one. Okay, I'm going to forget it until the next time we... I don't think I want to draw attention again.
All right, so there is the halfling who has its neck broken, and then there's... looks like a half-orc who had its head crushed.
Oh.
Yeah, that one sounds better.
Okay.
The one with no head?
Yeah.
So a headless half-orc shambles...
All right, well, let's...
Oh, God!
This creates a zombie that follows your orders, treated the zombie as a character, but has access to only the basic moves. It has a +1 modifier for all stats, and 1 hit point. The zombie also gets your choice of 1d4 of these traits.
So roll a d4.
2. Alright, it's talented. Once that gets a +2, it's durable. +2 hit points for each level you have. Has a functioning brain. Hopefully not that intense. Does not appear obviously dead, at least for a day or two.
Not that one.
I'm going to give it durable, so it's getting +2 hit points for each of my levels. So that's 12. It'll have 13 hit points. And I guess I'm going to make it talented, and I'll give it +2 modifier to its strength. That's the one that is Thunder Slash, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, Pyotr, you got to warn us before you do that.
Warn you about what?
The zombies.
No, it's not a zombie. That's an animated dead.
Okay, you still got to warn us.
This one doesn't think on its own. It only does what I tell it to. Isn't that right?
It
you nod if it's right.
It doesn't have a head.
You can see its neck wiggling.
Oh, God. All right, how do we get out of here? What's the door?
There's north, west, and east. South is where you came in.
All right, should we try mapping this place?
Maybe.
Do you have, like, a full piece of paper, Ryan, instead of an index card?
Yeah. Hang on. I gotta get it out of the pouch.
Can we still see the front door behind us?
Yeah, there's like a little foyer passage.
We have a foyer! We gotta put it out!
You're welcome, Eric.
Well, when I get minus one while he's around.
Alright, so surgery. That's front.
Can my necklace control him? If my necklace, I control the undead, I wonder if I can control your dead.
I don't know if it counts as undead.
I think it's just dead. It's not undead. It's animated dead. It's not... It doesn't think on its own. It's just a body that moves around.
Magic.
I mean,
it's up to Ryan.
Yeah.
You can try.
I mean, you could try and see if it'll, you know, tell it to wiggle its hand just so you know for the future. All
right, I'm going to roll my intelligence, see if I can control this thing. I got an 11, so I hold 3.
All right. Fjodor, you see Fenfrill grasp his necklace and raise it, and it starts to glow, and there is a slight glow happening around your animated dead that you just created, and it walks up to him as if awaiting an order.
Walks up to Fen?
To Fen.
Hey! Give him back!
It's not my... Listen, you're controlling the... I'm the necromant. I'm the death wizard here.
Well, I made it come. There's another perfectly good corpse there if you want to raise one.
All right, wait. High five.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Low five. Fist bump. All right, bye.
Just spit your hole.
Yeah.
It does those things.
Okay.
And then it shrugs and walks back over to you.
Double five!
Are you guys done playing patty cake with the corpse?
You're right, I could play patty cake.
So Walter's actually going to take out a piece of parchment and start sketching a map.
Okay.
So I'm going to draw the map of what we know from the front door to here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to try the Quill of Persepolis again.
Alright, while he's doing that, I'm going to play patty cake with my zombie.
Okay.
I don't know how complete of a map it needs to be for this to work. So, to refresh, when you hold a map of dangerous territory and the quill, roll plus wisdom. On a 10+, the quill traces a safe route free of traps and enemies to your intended destination. On a 7-9, choose one from the list. On a 6-, the GM chooses. So, there is no safe route, but the quill guides you along the safest. The quill guides you safely, but not to your intended destination, and ink stains the map. Part of the route is unclear. So, we don't have a complete map, so
yeah.
I don't know if it would work.
Well, it would trace to, like, the relative location.
Right.
But you would need to fill in those parts of the map.
Right. I'm going to give it a shot, so at least we have an idea of which direction to go.
Yeah.
So that's plus wisdom. 11. So on a 10+, the quill traces a safe route free of traps and enemies. To your intended... Oh, so is our first intended destination the library or to Effie?
Library is my intended destination.
Well, you're the one using the quill, so where do you intend to go?
I think we should go to FB. No, let's go to the library, because otherwise Piotr's going to be complaining the whole time.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
All right. So roll a d4.
What do you mean, freeing the slave girl? That's not a book.
One.
Okay, so the library is one room away. It's not the next room that you have to go through.
So there's the next room, and then the one after that is the library.
Yes, it'll take you to the... That's
all right.
Get them. We went there.
And it's any direction we choose? Like, it doesn't...
Yep.
Okay. Now, let's just go forward, I guess.
All right. What is the marching order here?
Do we want me to go first? Because I have armor and...
I think so, yeah, because you're a murder machine.
Well, before we open the door... I'm going to look and see if it has, like, any runes inscribed on it.
I'll be behind him because I know magic, and if anything magic happens, then I can be up front.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? We could make the zombie go first, actually. This way, if there's any traps, the zombie...
That's a great idea.
Yeah, all right.
What I missed in the thing last...
Well, Chris decided to reanimate one of those corpses.
I heard
then Meyer made to give it a high five.
Yeah.
And then I remembered I had the Quill of Persepolis, which guides us through safe paths when we have a map. So I started making a map. And the library, so we're in the surgery, there's one room of something, and then the library is the room after that.
Alright.
Alright, I'm going to make a hard move. Walter, as you're walking toward the door...
Well, the zombie's going.
Yes. Well, the zombie's going first.
Yes.
Okay. In that case, the zombie steps on part of the floor that caves away underneath it, and it falls down into some kind of pit, dragging a rug down behind it.
Not the rug! It's really tied the room together.
Yeah. There goes that.
How big is the pit?
Pretty sizable.
I meant like...
It's an obstacle that you have to negotiate to get to.
I'm going
to
yell down the hole, "Zombie, you dead again?" Not if you're dead.
You hear a...
see, we can survive a fall.
Is it a jump across-able? Or is it like 20 feet wide?
It's jump acrossable. It's also hug the edges of the room and scoot acrossable.
Okay.
If you had some kind of rope, you could probably easily catch it on something.
I do, actually. I did.
Because
I have my adventurer's kit. Wait, do I? No, I don't. I have adventuring gear. Yeah, climbing gear is marked as one of the things that I've used.
Okay, so you can... Take out your climbing gear. You got a grappling hook.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw the grappling hook.
Okay. Defy danger using strength.
Okay.
Nine. All right. The hook catches on something,
mm-hmm.
And you give it a tug, but you're not sure how sturdy it is. Like, you're not sure if it would take. The weight of, like, Piotr could definitely get across because he's a starving thin man who wandered in the desert for thousands of days.
Yeah.
Fenn, you think is pretty okay.
Yeah.
Can I
think it was one.
What about Tamek?
Tamek is a maybe. You and all of your plate mail, probably.
What about
probably
Tamek? Sticky walking on the wall.
You could do that, since we've established that that's
all right. Well, you two can go across on the rope. You'll be good.
All right.
And I'm assuming Tanjaya would be too, if...
She's pretty spry.
She's an elf. They can, like, walk on snow.
Yeah, she just kind of hopped over.
Yeah, in fact, I'm just going to say that she's already on the other side.
And Tanjaya...
Coming.
I'm also an elf.
I know. She's a little cooler, though.
Yeah, she's much cooler than me.
All right. Now, how am I going to...
What are you talking about? I'm the chosen one. Not cooler than Piotr, though.
She looks around. She says, there's not really much that's sturdier than that I can affix it to on this side, so...
All right, well, what do I have to roll across?
Defy danger using dex.
What about me?
Dex?
You can just get across.
Yeah.
Can I roll? I roll?
Yes.
Dex?
Dex.
Seven.
When they're both in the middle of the rope.
Nine. I roll.
If I can't go, no, neither can you.
If I go down, I'm taking you with me.
And you aren't going down. I rolled a nine.
I'll jump down after this.
Because we'll handle this one at a time, Piotr, as you're crawling across the rope, you can see that it's a little bit frayed. It's been in Walter's pack for a while.
Yeah.
So the way you're shifting your weight, if you keep going, you think the rope might snap.
Oh, you bastard.
But you think you can get across before it breaks.
Well, I'm definitely going to do that because I don't want to fall in the pit.
Okay. So Piotr, like, lunges forward for the other half of the rope after it splits, but the rope is broken. Piotr's across.
Guys, I made it! Don't worry, I'm safe! I knew I should have went first before him. I knew it. Wait a minute. Maybe the zombie can catch you and throw you back up.
No, thanks. I'm just gonna try to go around it.
Zombie, can you make your way back up to us?
I have adventuring gear.
We'll just leave it at that. If it can, it will, and if it can't, it won't.
What's the ceiling like?
Ribbed arches.
Nothing I could hook the grappling hook onto.
You said I can sidle around it, right?
Yeah, there's. You can.
I'm gonna do. I got a 10.
You got a 10. Okay, so then you manage to hug the walls and.
Would that be dex to get across that around the side?
Yeah.
All right, let's give it a shot. Nope. That's a 5.
What does zombie?
You should have tried to roll my constitution to have you throw me across.
All right. So, Walter.
On my face and be all right with
glad I helped you all get across.
Walter.
Zombie, catch him.
You are also trying to scooch across the
Does
wall.
Does the ledge break under me?
Yeah, the ledge breaks under you. You end up in another room with the zombie.
did it catch him?
It broke his fall.
Okay.
Give the zombie a d6 of damage.
Upon Walter falling, Timek's going to crawl down the wall after him.
Well, Borax.
Borax is with me.
Okay. So we split in the party, I guess. You.
Ow! Wait. Oh! Thank you, zombie. Where
am like,
I?
You're laying on it. It like pats your back and gives you a thumbs up.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. I'm gonna roll off of him and look around where I am.
Can Timek safely wall crawl down there?
Yeah. Or? Yeah. You can. Give me 2 more d12 rolls.
Yeah, so we got 3 and 3. You, zombie,
10.
And Timek, and I got
7.
Me, Piotr, and Shania.
I don't want to be stuck with the zombie. Will it even listen to me?
I'll tell it to listen to you. Listen to Walter.
I mean, none of us got a rope.
Is it listening?
It gives you a thumbs up. Roll me a d4.
I have adventuring gear.
Maybe I have a rope back.
2.
Okay.
Adventuring gear. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I could have a rope, too.
No, I did not. I got books.
All right.
Your books are now.
As your eyes adjust.
Nerd.
You see that this room is covered in those bluish people jammed together. Like, the walls are just lined with them. You've fallen into a nest of them.
Walter, are you okay?
And you hear the comedic sounds of those giant, like, toothy mouths snoring. They are all asleep.
Is there a door on the other side?
Yep.
Aren't there a dozen of them?
No. You're not going to wake them up.
No, if they wake up.
Then. And Eric, you said 7 you rolled?
Yes.
All right. You know what? I think that's danger enough. Unless you want another danger.
That's danger enough. Right?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So you've fallen into a nest of sleeping bluish multitude.
Is there any way to climb out?
I look around. Is there any way to climb out?
Well, you could climb out.
Right, yeah, but spit on me.
Does anyone up there have a rope?
I have a rope.
So why don't you toss that
down? What are we going to do?
Shh! Be quiet!
Listen, we should probably split up.
I think he said to be quiet!
Why do we travel with
Do you need us to be quiet?
Yes!
What?
I should probably stop yelling.
You're lucky I don't have any ranged attacks.
I do. I'm going to try to take the rope, my rope out of my adventuring gear and hurl it on up there.
No, just climb up there and hold it.
That's a good idea, too. Can I make a jump to hit the wall and climb up back on up there?
Yes. Okay. However, somebody needs to defy danger using... Okay, let me see.
Strength, probably, to hold it, or...
Well, I was going to say, just roll plus nothing to see if they wake up from Piotr shouting.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Double duck.
That's very unkind. I'm sorry, Alex.
It's all right.
So Piotr is shouting, and you're just like, shut up, and you see and hear eyes, dozens of
I hear
them.
Eyes?
Like, oh. It's squelching.
Oh, I love his eyes.
Yeah, around the room, opening and turning toward you, and you see enormous tongues, like, slathering out of the mouth. These things woke up hungry.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Go, go up there now!
I'm going.
As soon as I see them waking up, I'm going to cast darkness. So I choose an area I can see. It's filled with supernatural darkness and shadow.
Okay.
So I'm assuming I can see through it because it's my spell.
And probably anybody who doesn't.
Yeah, but 10.
All right, so the darkness comes billowing out of this hole in the floor.
Not up top, I'm filling the room with the blue guys.
And I'll create a rope out of fire to throw down to the client.
And you can see them, but they are like groping their way toward you. You have seconds to get out of this before
throw the
one
rope,
of them.
Throw the rope.
I'm throwing the rope down now, since I assume I've gotten up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Defy danger using strength to get up.
Do I have to do anything?
10.
10. All right. Yeah, you climb up. Just as two of these things like collide with a squish underneath you, and they start gnawing on each other. It's horrible.
Did you bring the zombie?
I'm gonna punch you.
You look down into the pit, and the zombie goes. And then gets eaten by this thing.
Do I have to roll to punch Piotr in the face?
Do you want to hurt Piotr?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Piotr, do you want to help or hinder him?
No.
No, okay.
I'm just going to kind of get punched in the face. Because I'm expecting him to answer whether or not he loved the zombie, not punch me in the face.
Okay. So go ahead.
You roll
or just do damage?
Yeah, just to damage you.
All that time. How much damage is it?
7.
Okay.
You're lucky.
It's only really 4 because of my armor.
I almost got eaten by a bunch of those blue shits which were sleeping down there.
Well, why did you tell us to be quiet?
I'm going to throw you in that fucking pit. Just go through the goddamn door.
I am in the door.
Tell me why we travel with him again.
I don't know. Because he fell on us.
it's because of my wonderful personality.
I mean, your body linked our face together, so that's why we're traveling together.
I mean, I know why I'm traveling with you. You're cool.
Thanks!
I think I've resolved my bond. Piotr might not be so bad.
God.
I know what that room is.
Yep, that's the basement.
Blue thing nest. Don't go there.
Mm-hmm. Do not go in there.
All right. So someone roll me a d12.
Just one or two?
Just one.
8.
Button room.
This is a fun one. We go on the table with common rooms.
Oh,
so a d6.
A butt room is
there. You want that one?
I can do it. Okay.
2.
2. Okay. Another d6. 5.
Score
5.
Did you make this table up, or is this in the book?
No, this is I made this up. So there is a stairway to the level above you. Give me another a D4.
No.
Did you make up the button
4
too last
4
time?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good.
It is not actually a stairwell though. There's like this pad. With magical signs and symbols inscribed on it. They are glowing orange, and there is just this swirling beam of magical force that lifts you upward as you step into it. Wow. And you can see, like, high above you, there's a ledge where the beam sort of ends.
So it's a magic elevator?
Yeah.
And that's the only way out. You just go off.
Yes.
That's the one taking us to the library.
Yeah, the next room is the library.
Yeah.
However, there's also... you need 2 more d12.
5.
4.
Okay.
Bork.
So let's see here.
I'm sorry your zombie got eaten. But I'm not sorry I punched you.
D12.
I'm not really sorry about the zombie.
5 again.
Okay. I don't think you should be sorry about punching Piotr.
Okay, good. And I'm not. I was lying about that.
You said you weren't sorry.
Yeah.
So you weren't lying.
Yeah, no.
Another D12.
Eric.
A bunch of these.
2.
I think I should
do it. 2. Okay.
Actually, though.
And.
I would do it, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do it.
I'm gonna go with. Go with another D12.
This isn't good. 8.
Okay. Another D12.
Eric, you want it?
4.
Okay. And. One more.
1. And while Ryan's compiling the horrible things that are going to kill us, this is a good time to remind our listeners that they can support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/ragnardrock and pledging $1, $3, $5, $10, or $15, or maybe different amounts if we change things. So that's that's...
Isn't it also $2,000 for a date with Will?
Yes. patreon.com/ragnardrock.
And one more.
11.
11.
Double duck.
Or
so.
Squirrel.
No, I only have 1 squirrel.
Oh, wow.
So somebody, I'm gonna say an old woman.
Really?
With long hair and just, long hair and fingernails and like maybe 2 teeth in her head, comes, rushing at you out of the darkness.
Hello!
Oh, thank goodness! It's been almost 70 years since I've been trapped in this horrible place. I haven't seen a soul.
Why do we always meet up with people trapped in this, the dungeons?
Yeah, I mean, the door's right there.
There's a pit.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, don't. There's a pit.
We're only like 3 rooms in.
2.
I've been wandering for ages, subsisting on the crumbs that I find in the remnants and detritus.
Are you a fellow follower of my god? Lost and forgotten in this tower? Subsisting on morsels? Have you been hallucinating?
Yes, I have.
I'm gonna hug her.
You hug her, and you hear this cracking, and she's, ow, my bones.
Yeah, me too.
Do you want some water?
Yes, food, please, and water.
I pull out the urn of Fark, and here, just drink up.
She upturns the urn.
She does the same thing Piotr did the first time.
thinking that it's just a regular urn, and there's just a normal amount of water. And it just keeps pouring out on her. You better stop her before she drowns herself.
All right, that's good.
Yes, and food, please, food.
I think I have...
How do we know we can trust her?
We don't.
I do not have dungeon rations, so someone else has to be there.
I have dungeon rations. 4 uses of it left.
She is, like, literally smelling around. She starts smelling up your leg, here. Walter, and she's
food,
and she goes up to you, Fen, and Tangia, like, pushes her away.
Oh, I see. It's choose 1 adventure and gear and rations or a healing potion. So I have rations tipped. I'll give her a ration.
Alright, she just like falls to it, greedily, like eating it off the floor.
I didn't throw it on the floor.
No, yes. It would like you handed it to her and she just like dropped it and started like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have 2 now.
So, what's your name?
Eric.
No, I thought her name was Eric.
Yeah, can her name just be Eric?
I hope Eric L. was Eric.
No, I start with an L.
Larry.
E.
Uh-oh. R.
Three. L-E-D.
Oh, Ledrick.
L-E-D-M-A. Ledma.
Ledma.
That new system works pretty well.
Yeah, that's all right.
You're welcome.
My name is Ledma.
Ledma what? No, I'm kidding.
Wow, what a pretty name.
And who are you?
We're adventurers here to free all the slaves that the wizard trapped in this tower.
And find a book.
The book! You came here looking for it.
Look! I show her the paper that says find the other book.
This used to be one! She pulls out an identical page that is acid-eaten and shows it to you. Isn't this great, guys?
That's lovely.
It's something.
Well, you found each other.
Oh, man. Let's go find the book!
I've been searching for decades for the library.
It's the next room over.
What?
You were almost there.
she like
Walter found it.
She like collapses. You mean you just walked in and it was the third room?
I mean,
yeah. That was the pit. Yeah, that tends to happen to us. Also, we're probably going to end up burning the tower down. And you might die.
Oh, yes. Either one of those things would be marvelous.
So okay, who's gonna get, if we find this book, who's getting the book? You are.
Oh, yeah. What if there's only one copy?
Well, we'll just have to stick together and read over each other's shoulders.
Or kill each other.
I mean, you're not going to win that fight.
No, probably not.
I mean, if you want to just leave, you can just go out that door. Just watch out for the pit.
Though she has been sending you looking for the book, so she might as well see the book. Right?
Her lip like trembles for a second. She's like, "No, oh, okay, I won't try to kill you for the book. I promise."
That's better than I could have hoped for.
You know what?
Let's play it.
I'm gonna slip her a dagger. No.
All right,
I loosened them up for you too.
The library is just one elevator ride away.
I'm gonna warn you,
Lavator.
Ledma. If Ledma kills Piotr, I'm just going to make a sheet for Ledma and be her. Exactly the same.
Oh, so. You're thinking that we wouldn't then kill Ledma for killing our comrade?
Well, all right. You could slip her a dagger.
No,
you can switch characters and be the zombie.
Yeah, and then Ledma will resurrect.
And then I can control you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys stepping into the beam of force?
Not me first.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. So you begin to rise, and you rise, 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet. You see the interior of the tower opens up. There is an enormous atrium with some kind of a huge, like, viney plant winding its way up the interior. Floor after floor goes by, and you eventually find yourself at that ledge above you that you saw before. It is a very finely carpeted library. The stacks of books stretch out in all directions, impossibly high and impossibly deep.
Yeah.
There is definitely some kind of a spatial compression.
It's a TARDIS.
Yes, it's a TARDIS. It's bigger on the inside. And you can see there are enormous, like, lead-lined windows that show alien vistas.
Is it safe?
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
I don't think I waited for is it safe. Once there was enough room to get in, I followed him.
Piotr, whereas Fenfril, like, stood, and you've taken magic elevators before. It was pretty common in wizard school.
Yeah.
Piotr, you just sort of, like, get the balance wrong and start flailing through the room.
I don't know what it is until I see him get in and start levitating, but as soon as I do, I get in way too eagerly and just kind of
Flip my way.
Yeah, Ledma also does the same thing.
Wow, you guys are meant for each other.
Yeah.
So are we leaving
you guys
now?
Maybe we could have a marriage in this game at some point.
No.
Peter meets his love.
No, not yet. And Walter steps into the elevator.
Tamek steps in as well.
Tenjaya brings up the rear.
She heard you.
So you have to, like... you guys are rapidly ascending toward Piotr and Ledma, just, like, flailing at the end of the magical force beam.
I hold up my shield.
I heard you talking about wanting to leave us. I don't know.
Not my problem if they're out of the way or not. That's what my shield's for.
All right. So, are you going to help them out of the force beam?
Oh, these two idiots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think I probably just fall out unceremoniously on the floor.
All right.
And then start, like, trying to swim across the floor.
No, it's a real floor. Get to stand up.
The what?
It's a floor to stand up.
There's no water anymore.
It wasn't water.
Then how did we go up? It was a reverse waterfall.
Just stand up. I'm going to grab the lead bones. Pull her out.
Whee! I'm flying!
Not to stand.
Oh.
So, about this book.
It's probably in this room full of books.
Mm-hmm.
One of the...
Let's start looking through them one at a time.
There's
slightly lighter, but
you around the edges of the room, you see the that same like weird sconce shape in several places,
yeah.
And you hear them igniting like a gas jet, one by one.
Impressive, very cool.
And you see the various faces of Effie.
You've seen that before, gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this. This library takes me back to my college days, which was like a week ago.
It's like a month ago.
This is even more impressive than the Grand Library.
Yeah. And there was one guy, he was my roommate, named Rory something or other. And let me tell you, he spent all his time in the library.
Loser.
24/7.
He's probably dead.
He's probably dead.
You need life experience.
Welcome.
That's how I became so worldly and knowledgeable.
That's what I told him. I said, I don't need no book. Well, you got some... And then he didn't listen to me. He's dead.
And now he's dead.
Well, yeah, probably.
So Effie is speaking to you in unison out of several sconces.
But you died.
Welcome to the Arch Scholar's Library.
Wait, Effie?
Yes.
Are you recording? Are you talking to us?
No, I am here.
Remember, you just talked to us at the door?
No,
yes,
I'm here.
Of course.
I'm just obligated to say, welcome to the library.
Exactly. Your friend is completely right.
Gotcha. He's looking for a book. Can you help him find it?
Is he a wizard?
Yes.
I'm a wizard.
My friend's looking for a book. Can you help him find it? I point to Fenn this time.
Mm-hmm. Are you a wizard?
Yes, I'm a wizard.
Oh, that's right. You said you were a graduate.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Why'd you scream before?
Oh, I thought about asking you to free me, and I was severely punished.
Oh,
okay.
And how were you punished?
Oh, the master has set up an elaborate device that chokes off my access to fuel when I think of
fuel
freedom. Yes, I am a creature of living flame from another plane of existence, from the plane of eternal fire.
You thought the dragon was hot. So where are you located in this tower?
That I cannot tell you. I will be severely punished again.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
We saw your buddy,
Wait a minute.
What's that guy?
You tell us the rooms you aren't in.
All of the others.
What's that guy's name?
Pivo.
We saw Pivo.
Pivo.
We saw Pivo. He said hi.
Yes. That was he was a wonderful young human.
Yeah.
And this is Ledba.
Yes, it should tell us all the rooms you are.
Ah, the mad
woman.
Yes,
but there are 30,000.
Ledba is screeching and just pointing from sconce to sconce, like screaming points, screaming points, screaming points. She just goes from one by
I'll
one.
I'll try to calm her down. It's okay. That scary thing is on our side.
She's Piotr's friend.
Ah, how wonderful for him.
So anyway, Fenn's looking for a book.
Yeah, two books.
Two books.
Oh, what books are you looking for?
I'm looking for the book of the God of the Forgotten.
Right.
And I'm also looking for the Goddess of Death.
Ah, you seek forbidden tomes.
Mine's forbidden?
No. But his is.
You're not getting a book. Oh, why am I trying to settle?
I think we can just drop all pretense. But yeah. Look, I'm just telling you as a little flame on the wall, don't try to take a book if you're not a wizard. Bad things will happen.
Can we read them in the library or just not touch them at all?
No. Forbidden for anyone but wizards to touch.
All right.
I have a question.
Yes.
If a wizard here was to take one of the books, would you, as a slave of the wizard here, be obligated to inform him?
Inform him of what? The master, you mean?
Yes.
No, but the master has powerful spells placed on all of his library
books. Like monsters and stuff.
Hey, could we touch the books after we leave?
I've never seen anyone do that successfully. I'm not sure what would happen.
You know, this takes us back when I was in a library when we first met you guys, and there was that scorpion
It was a temple. In the temple. Yeah,
the half man, half scorpion. Like a scorpion centaur guy.
What happened to that guy?
They had books.
He's dead.
Absolutely. They had books. Weren't there.
Remember that guy?
No, they were scrolls.
He was like a centaur.
You were also forbidden to take things from that library.
I took some.
And you did anyway, yeah.
So he's good at taking forbidden things.
Well, it's because as long as I didn't tell him, I kept that a secret.
Yeah, otherwise he'd probably still be hunting you get those overdue fees.
Yeah.
She's
burst into the door right now.
He's dead.
You!
Anyway, you go find a book.
I didn't know where you went, so I went to another library.
I've been to every library.
He was in love with that woman.
Yeah. And he gave us the Cola Persepolis.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm going to use. You go look for a book.
Two books.
So which book are you going for first?
I'll go for his book.
Yeah, okay. I am going to follow you around and ask you, do you have it yet, until you find it, so I'll probably do mine first.
After long minutes of searching, it involves a trip to the card catalog, just flipping through, do you have it yet? Have you found it yet?
Is it that card?
Is Legma doing the same thing?
Yes.
On both sides.
Is this it? Is that it? Is this other one it?
Tenjaya, do me a favor and don't kill these people. I know that you really want to.
That's a pretty big favor.
Yeah.
Her loyalty goes down by one.
All right, I won't kill them, and then she knocks us unconscious.
I won't kill them. She just nudges you into the bookshelf.
I won't kill them. The blood loss will.
He's not dead. He's just quiet.
Eventually, you find a blank card with a bunch of question marks written on it.
Yeah, this is definitely it.
And there's a section number and a shelf number written on it.
It looks like a tail.
Uh-huh. I have to get off that chair for a moment.
Yeah.
And so you go to the book and take it down from the shelf.
All right.
Or do you not?
I take it down here.
All right. Roll a d6.
Okay.
This is how many arms you grow.
Ooh.
Four.
How many arms you lose?
Four.
Four.
Oh,
you lose 4
arms
points off
lose.
Your constitution.
Oh.
Points.
Oh.
Oh.
What does that bring you down to?
Down to 11.
11. Okay, so your con mod drops to +0.
Oh, man.
And your hit points also drop.
Yeah.
Not down to 0.
Oh.
Damn it, Chris.
That was rough.
You should ask Effie what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Effie, what the fuck happened here?
Oh,
What the effie just happened.
This is not a lending library. The master has placed very powerful withering spells on all the books. If you take a book down from the shelf, It will be a burden to you until you return it.
Oh, okay.
If you attempt to leave the library with one of the volumes, you will continue to weaken until you die.
Oh, fuck this shit.
Wait, you can do that thing where you make the magic go away.
Spell magic?
Yeah!
Wouldn't that just ruin the book?
Listen.
No, you dispel the magic on the book, not the book.
Listen.
And it's not magical, it's holy.
Piotr, I know you for a couple of weeks now. And I've watched you with the book.
Yeah.
It's very interesting stuff. I'm not really a religious man, but I am impressed with your devotion to your God.
Yeah, yes.
The page you guys have just find the book, right?
Yes.
We found the book. So what I'm going to do first is open the page, and then the God will probably reveal your next step. And
take
maybe
the book.
maybe it'll say like put it away or something like that. So let's just see what your God wants.
Well, okay.
That seems fair?
Open the book, let's see what it says.
Okay. Your God's even gonna reveal himself to me, or herself, or your God's gonna reveal themselves to me, even though I'm not a believer or anything?
Well, I don't think I can touch it, so you should probably be the one to try.
Alright. Before I open it, I'm gonna be like, this and God I've forgotten.
Oh, wait. Make sure the fire says it's okay to read.
Yeah, you said I can read it.
Yes, knock yourself out.
Don't
literally do that.
No.
Wants.
I'm gonna say a little. I guess I'll say a little. Like in my, I'll say a little prayer. Like, listen, God of forgiveness. My name is Central. I'm not a follower. My friend Piotr is a follower. He's got a page. His previous book got destroyed. The last page he owns has, find the book. So here we are. We found the book. Please let us know. Let me know what to tell him to do to continue his path of faith. Over there.
It says, "Kill Fenferil." He's just like, open it. You see that? You just close the book immediately.
Right back.
All right, you get your 4 constitution.
Did I see it?
Make me a defy danger using wisdom.
12.
Yeah, you saw it.
I just punch him. I immediately punch him right in his face because I know you looked at it.
Well, I mean, you put the book back first, right?
Yeah, he's gonna. Oh, fine. Yeah, so he gets the first.
I'm going to.
But you got your hit points and you're coming.
Tenjana! Right? Kill him!
Remember what I said before? Forget it! Tejada, do me a favor. Kill this guy.
Yeah, this isn't going to go well for me, but I'm going to shoot a magic missile at him, I guess.
Okay. Keep in mind, I will remind you guys, the help and hinder move is designed for this situation. So you can fuck over people's rolls by hindering them.
Oh, I'm at the table in the front.
With your... Well, so while this plays out, let's cut back over to
Temek is chatting to the flame. He's never
evil.
Spoken to a sentient flame before.
He handed me the little card about the shrinking potion.
I saw it sticking out.
That's so good. I might have to try that.
I'll drink this so you can never hit me.
Walter is sitting with his map down, and now I'm using the Quill of Persepolis to try to find where Effie is.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
I probably wouldn't follow Walter.
So I assume, like, when we walk, there's, like, a table we can sit at.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bless you. There's several, like, reading tables with
man.
With lamps.
Are we gonna get killed if we sit at the table? I ask that.
Don't listen to the
that
pixies.
Wasn't cool, Buck.
The what?
Pixies.
No, fuck that, Buck.
Where? They're pixies?
In the lamps.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's how they're lamps.
Oh, okay.
Don't listen to them. We get in trouble if we just simply hear them.
One of us is a dead guy.
No, they're just vile creatures who say awful things, and you should.
You don't have to kill me.
Do they magically say awful things?
You just have to stop me from killing them.
Alright, so I'm gonna quill. Nope, that is a 4.
4. Alright, so what's the fail condition on that?
The fail condition... you choose one of these conditions. Ryan chooses.
Oh.
There is no safe route, but the quill guides you along the safest. The quill guides you safely, but not to your intended destination.
No, I think I have to.
Or ink stains the map, part of the route is unclear.
Because, honestly, from Friend Farrell's point of view, you are the most, like, devout person ever.
Yeah.
No matter what, you're gonna always now try to kill me, and you can't deal with that.
Unless you open the book again, and the next page is just kidding.
No, oh, I know what you should have done. You shouldn't have put the book back.
Oh yeah, you should have held the book hostage.
Oh,
grab
yeah.
it off the shelf.
Do you want to retcon your action?
Sure, I'll hold on.
Alright, so
I have 10 again.
So
yeah.
There's, we'll leave your scene off like
okay.
this. You ready your staff to fire a magic missile at him, and Ledma draws like two curved daggers from somewhere under her filthy robes, and the two of them advance on you, and you just like slam the book shut and hold it
as a shield. Yeah.
Yeah. So they well, then we cut over to Walter and Tamek. Sitting at the table.
I'm thinking, just as a contrast, we're sitting at the table, and it's like underneath one of those big windows, and there's just like this beautiful. It looks like
waffles.
It looks like the old Microsoft Windows home
yeah.
screen, which is like a rolling hill and grass and sun. Huh. All right, so I got a 4 on my quill check.
So what were the options again?
So Ryan chooses one. There is no safe route, but the quill will guide us along the safest. It guides you safely, but not to your intended destination, ink stains the map and part of the route is unclear.
Okay, so what I'm going to say happens is that you touch the quill to the parchment,
mm-hmm.
and it traces the longest, weirdest, most circuitous route through the empty space. You know, the places where you don't have anything
mm-hmm.
filled in. It is going to be quite the journey to get to Effie. She is very, like, deep within the tower. And it is like, you would guess a long series of rooms you have to pass through to get to her.
That looks a bit... No.
Yeah.
And after the quill is done tracing the path, it glows red faintly.
What does that mean?
Did it do that last time?
No. Do I know what that means?
You're guessing maybe it means that it's not safe.
Oh, okay. Right. So there is no safe route to Effie.
Right.
Okay. And is that starting at the library, or is that starting at another...
That starts where you
super
are.
Super long, like
yeah.
hundreds of rooms, you're saying.
Not hundreds, but it's much longer than the...
Tens.
Oh, it's the next room over.
Right, yeah.
Tens, maybe.
Well, okay. That's something to keep in mind. I'm just going to... So Walter makes a little note, F-E, at the where the quill ends.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if they found that book...
I mean, there's only so many books. I'm certain they could have found it by now.
I mean, there's a lot of books in here.
Yes, but...
Not that I can look at any of them.
All right.
You can look at them.
Just can't touch them.
As long as you just want to see
well,
the
Well, I guess I mean my bond with with Piotr is done.
Do we want to leave it on the cliffhanger there? Because it is a quarter after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of
Yeah, I got to be... getting ready to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine. What's the worst that can happen? They're in a library.
Yeah. You hear a magical explosion.
Damn it.
All right, and I guess then from there we'll move into endgame.
My bond with Piotr, which is Piotr's faith, intrigues me.
You can still be intrigued by it.
I guess you have to say it's resolved. And I thought resolved now because now I know dear God wants to fucking kill me.
Yeah. I'm dead. Alright, it's not interesting anymore. I'm just going to avoid it.
End of session. When you reach the end of a session, choose one bond that you feel is resolved. That's the thing. You guys have been doing that.
Yeah, so Piotr might not be so bad. I have resolves.
Well, you have to ask Piotr.
Oh.
I think you're pretty angry with me.
Yeah.
I don't have anything that was resolved.
Okay.
And we get an XP for resolving.
Yes, if they agree.
I think I should also probably be resolving. I should get on Walter's good side. I wanted that because I don't think I'm ever going to get on his good side.
Probably not.
All right.
No.
Yeah. All right.
You might get on my less murder side.
Did anybody fulfill their alignment?
Not
upset the rightful order.
Oh, I certainly did. I'm going to endanger myself by trying to kill Sven.
Did I discover something of a magical mystery?
I would say so. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're in a wizard's tower in a secret library.
I've been freeing this wizard's slaves. Does that upset the rightful order?
Sure, I'll give it to you.
Nice.
The rightful... That's not the rightful... Freeing slaves in our rightful...
The rightful order of the tower.
Yeah.
What about this bond? Fan has bought me a new beard. I should repay his kindness. I think I could probably resolve that, too. Mm-hmm. Replace it with... My god has told me to kill Fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do that. My new bond with Piotr is... What should my new...
I know what mine is. Piotr is dangerously unhinged. He must be controlled.
Insane.
By my god.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to have fun right now because I think right now... Fenn is in survival.
Just trying to survive.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's not going to have a bond with Piotr right now.
I'm supposed to write a bond for Walter, so I figure I'll figure
that
out.
So maybe until next game we'll figure out maybe what his bond is. Right now he has his bond is just done.
Okay. Fair enough. Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yeah.
We learned what happened to Fenn on his fateful night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we kind of know where Effie is. I don't know how important that is.
We know about... Yeah, some shit that's happening in this tower.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just... that's fine.
Know where that other copy of that book is.
Yeah, you do. Did we overcome a notable enemy?
Is the blue guys?
Nah.
I also put in Temek has stood by me in battle and could be trusted completely.
Damn right.
Nice.
Even though he ran away first in that last fight. He jumped down the pit to help me.
Right.
Did we loot a memorable treasure? Not yet.
No.
You're getting there. And then I'll go and you guys have nominations.
Oh, wait a minute. Or maybe it counted last time, but we certainly looted an airship.
Yeah, that was last time.
Last time. You can't just for the rest of the...
Hey, we have an airship still.
Not still.
That pays an XP interest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does, actually.
I'm going to give one to Eric. I feel bad for being mean to him.
Thank you. Then I'll give one to Meyer, because I feel like it.
I'm going to give one to Chris for waking up those blue guys.
I made sure not to get one to Chris.
I'm going to give one to Alex because he didn't get one, and also I don't want to give one to Meyer because he's going to use it to kill
him. Yeah, that's what I was like.
Can't level up right now because you're in the middle of me.
But I was like, I still don't want to help Chris out because we're going to maybe fight.
Ooh, I have enough to level up again.
Elton Jai is going to have my back.
Yeah, Elton Jai will die.
Ledin was dead.
Yeah.
Ledin's probably going to die.
So,
thoughts? Questions, comments, suggestions?
You're a jerk for making the book say that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, this is probably why Chris's god had Chris follow them for so long, because... We just established last time and this time that Fenn is the agent of destruction who will bring about the end of this plane.
So it's really
up to you whether or not you follow your god's advice there.
I think that's what Fen's gonna say too. That's, he's gonna leave it all out there, and in front of the book, when he's on the bookshelf, he's gonna lay it out there. Why? Like, listen, I think I know why your book is fucking dead. Here's why.
I think I know why your book hates me.
You could definitely talk me into looking through the book again before I kill you.
Before you try to kill him.
Yes. I definitely wouldn't succeed.
Because here's the thing. If Walter runs over,
definitely die.
I know which side he's taking.
It doesn't matter. Fen could kill me.
Yeah.
I have, like, no attacks. I could just stand there and heal my damage and slow him down. More or less.
Yeah, I'm going to just fight Fireball.
If he kills Ledma, I could raise her corpse. And use that, but I'm pretty screwed.
I don't know.
Right, so next time we'll see how the standoff between Fen and Piotr.
So back and Walter walk over. Hey guys, what's going on?
The book said to kill him. The book said to kill him.
Did the book say to kill him right now?
I think I can.
That's a good point.
Yeah. That's true, too.
It just said kill. No, it said kill.
Yeah, kill Fen Perel.
Right.
So I can
right now?
All set.
In
all right,
20 years.
Anybody have any final will thoughts? Take us out.
I'm really enjoying my airship.
Yeah.